It's the Tiltcast, episode 105, Thunder Chicken.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Resident Evil 6, Dishonored. We're going to talk about some shit. And we're going to take some shots of Ghost Pepper Vodka. So stay tuned. And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is Holly, obviously. I haven't done this in a really long time, it feels like. So I'm really, really nervous again.
For some reason.
You can do that. Yes. Really don't care. It doesn't make it any worse. Anyway.
That was the creepiest I've ever seen Justin.
Actually, if you want to know the creepiest we've ever imagined Justin, imagine him in a little bib and a bonnet and a diaper. With a child harness around.
We still really want you to do
that. With that big smile. It's creepy, isn't it?
We should do that.
I don't think it would be creepy. I think it would be awesome.
Or terrible.
Yeah, terrifying.
Nah.
Terrifying.
It would be awesome.
Like grizzly bear in a diaper.
See? Awesome.
No.
Grizzly bears in diapers? How would that not be cool?
Your psychology will not work on me.
Fuck you too. So, Casey.
Yes.
We have, by the way, sorry, kind of just threw you under the bus. We have our friend Casey, the guy that we always talk about on our podcast tonight, which here he is, if he wants to say hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I feel like that, like the world knows me as a raging douchebag or something right about now.
Douche canoe.
No, we never present you as a douchebag.
We really don't. I'm pretty sure we don't say anything bad about you.
Speaking of douchebags, we found out we can't say douchebag at work anymore. It's a hot button HR issue.
Really?
What?
So, I was talking with one of the other people up in management at work, and I was like, what can we come up with? And he's like, well, he's like, I feel like saying Thundercut, but I don't know if I can really get away with that. He's like, I'm just going to call it TC, and I was like, TC. He's like, Thunder Chicken. That's what we're going to call it.
Thunder Chicken.
Can you say
D-bag? It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Can you say D-bag?
I said we should use a shower gel bag, but that was just pathetic.
Can you say douche B?
I think the word douche is
I think douche is the problem, not the word bag.
Douche is just an object.
Can you say vaginal cleanser? Can you just say that?
Yes.
Why are you being such a vaginal cleanser?
Douche just means
I could say vagina anything would work.
Okay, how about a bee cleanse? That actually sounds like a product, bee cleanse.
I think we should just switch to asshole.
Asshole?
Yeah, stop being a douchebag. We can't say that. Stop being a dick. I guess I've changed it.
How does it work?
I think any body part or thing that goes into a body part can't really be said.
Yeah. Luckily, we can say whatever we want where we work.
You can just do, what was it, on Harold and Kumar Christmas 3D, I think you watched that movie, Holly, Dangle's on there, and he doesn't swear, so he's just like, well, S-U.
Yeah.
He's like, what's it? He's like, screw you, S-U. And he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, well, screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah, so you just abbreviate everything with its first letters. Just be DB.
D-bag.
Stop being a DB.
I don't understand why you can't
say
douche.
Yeah, I guess we could.
You're a goddamn D-bag.
Douche is an object, though.
But it's something that
it's
goes
something
into
that
a
you do. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm sure they would be okay with you calling someone a condom.
Douche is not an object.
That's when you're calling somebody a scumbag.
No, it's a douche.
To call somebody a condom really kind
of. But it's actually a douche as well. You douche with a douche.
Funny. It's just like it's, if you call somebody a dirty condom.
Yeah.
That's not really.
Still.
An insult.
It's a douche.
Stop being a condom, Trent.
Yeah, I don't think we need to be stuck on douche. We can change the
topic. One conversation at a time here.
Oh, no.
We can confuse our listeners.
No, I like calling it like a dick bag. I like that. That's a condom.
Well, a scumbag is a condom, so that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, but I mean, I like dick bag just because it's fucking funny.
Let's just switch to pirate lingo. You're a scallywag. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why you're fired.
That's why I don't do this show right here.
Actually, now with that goatee you had, you kind of looked like a gay ass pirate. It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
did that pink goatee?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was rainbow. Andrew told me that it was rainbow.
No, it wasn't rainbow.
The picture proves that it was pink.
I know, but I'm pretty sure Andrew said it was rainbow.
Well, explain the backstory.
Andrew wasn't there. Well, I told the backstory. We came up with a contest to drive our agents to do certain things, and what we did is we said the winner's team is going to pick what happens to whatever supervisor. So
losing team.
No, it wasn't necessarily a losing team.
That's
the thing. His team picked him because they beat us by a very small margin. So but they decided so to, they started won. To fuck with Casey because they didn't know me as well.
Yeah, they just picked me and like, all right, we're going to give you the Hunger Games beard guy. And
see, when Andrew told me that you had the Hunger Games beard guy, I was thinking of... I can't remember what he was in the movie, but he is the one with the really cool beard.
No, he didn't have
like all of the cool lines and stuff that. It looks like fire.
You have to remember, we had to do it at my house, and there's nobody at my house that's that artistic.
There you go.
You could have called me.
So, well,
so okay, so it actually was kind of like his. Well, I mean, in a very douchey sort of way.
It was like the main guy.
It was very
Seneca. Was that his name?
Yeah, Seneca.
Yeah, and that guy.
Thank you. Did you actually see that movie?
I did.
It's awesome.
It was pretty good.
I fell asleep to it a couple times.
I love that movie. I saw it like two or three times in theaters.
I still haven't watched it.
I was kind of curious.
They're going to be coming out with a second one in November or December.
And I probably still wouldn't have watched it.
Well, I knew that there was it was all about kids killing kids. And I was like, well, how are they going to portray this without it being just like, holy crap, how did this get to the movie theater? And so it was actually kind of interesting how they did it because they took away all of the sound effects of like the blood and gore, hack slash and stuff. And it kind of was a quiet scene.
The book wasn't like that at all.
Well, I would imagine so, but they couldn't do, what was it, China? Little China?
What? So, Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Okay. They couldn't do something like that, because,
I don't know. In the book, like, you remember the scene at the very end where the guy with the armor is, like, getting attacked by the wolf things? Well, like, those are actually people... that had died previously, or they have the eyes of the people that had died previously in that Hunger Games.
That's kind
of
creepy.
And when they were attacking him, it took him hours to actually kill him since he was wearing the armor, and like you could hear the crunching of his bones and stuff like that in the book. I mean, obviously you couldn't hear it in the book, but they talked about how you could hear
that's
the crunching.
Terrible.
She has a very wild imagination.
Yeah.
I do. No, those books are fucking awesome now.
Well,
and I'm really excited for the next three movies.
Paul is crazy.
That's crazy face.
Maybe I am.
I'm pretty sure she's trying to eventually write a movie about her dreams, if I remember correctly.
Mm. No, I want to write a book about my dreams, but I haven't been writing them down because I can't remember them right now.
You
got to
write them down when you wake up. That's
she
the problem.
Does.
I know, but I can... Well, no, I haven't done that in a while.
But
I
she
still
forgets
have the
to write
book.
It down when she wakes up.
I still have a book, though.
Is it creepy that I know all this, considering, like,
well, no,
best
well,
friends?
Whenever we were living there, Matt would sit around me, like, sit around our house, and he would read them out loud whenever you were there.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, he did.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Cool story, bros.
Yeah.
thanks, Rex.
I don't know what our topic of discussions were supposed to be, but I guess you could start with whatever.
It's all right. That's how the show goes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, you guys know Casey's here. We also have Trent.
Hey.
We have Rex.
What's up?
And we have Justin.
What's up?
And myself.
You already introduced yourself.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Well.
Mod fail.
Not important.
Mod fail.
Sorry. Anyway, so, Casey, what have you been doing?
Working. Going to the hospital to have my heart stopped. And working. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Do you want to go in depth on that, or do you want to not go in depth on that?
My heart went crazy. They had to stop it, and then it restarted. Now I take beta blockers. That's pretty much the whole story. I drink a lot.
That should be.
I don't know if I'm supposed to get like a
everyone, bio. Now everyone knows. Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like racing.
What, like on foot?
No.
Mopeds?
Well, clearly my heart can't take it. I used to race out at the track with on a motorcycle, and now my girlfriend has a car that's 5 times more powerful than mine, so it's a little demasculating.
What does she drive?
81 Chevy Malibu, but it's completely gutted. Has a Chevy 454 bored out to 505 running on alcohol, around 1,000 horsepower.
So you can get drunk.
Yeah, you can get drunk. Oh, no, you can't get drunk off that shit.
No, that'll kill you.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it is alcohol, but it's methanol is a specific type. So.
That's not the drinking gun.
No.
Not the drinking
gun. That sucks.
Well, yeah.
So, anything else?
I don't know. Is there anything I'm supposed to talk about?
Whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
He's so shy.
I'm not that interesting.
Make a story.
Have you been on your Xbox lately, or your PlayStation?
I have not. I have been mostly watching... Well, okay, does watching Netflix on my Xbox count?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Did you watch anything... Anything at least entertaining?
He does not watch anything entertaining.
Still what about Human Centipede 2?
I saw that. Horrible. It was an awful movie.
It was
Did you watch the first one?
No, but...
Watch the first one!
Well, I didn't plan on watching either one of them. It was just like, I come home, my girlfriend and my brother's watching it, my brother's eating a burrito, I see what the hell's on the TV, and I'm like, are you sure you want to eat a burrito at this point in time?
Is it where the guy was like...
Watch the first one. The first one's good. The second one is just a clump of fucking shit. It sucks.
The second one is about...
Just a guy who's obsessed with
it. Yeah, he was obsessed with the first one, so he wants them to do what happened in the first one.
So he's a copycat.
He wants to make a bigger one. He wants to make like a 15
long Yeah, he wants to make more of them, but he also wants to make them shit in each other's mouths.
Yeah, because he finds
it. And then he gets really pissed off that they don't do it as soon as they did in the first one.
So he shoots them full of oxygen.
Yeah. he pours it down the girl's throat.
Yeah.
And then still nothing happens. Or no, he pours, like, what is it, like dog food or beans or something like that down her throat? Yeah. And then nothing happens after he's waiting and he's, like, going down the line and he's just going... Because you don't hear him talk.
Yeah, so he just finally starts shooting the pool. Actually, everyone watches them just, and it explodes at the sides where it's lashed on.
And, like, gets all over the camera.
And then the chick at the very end, I think it actually, like, blows out her ass and it's all bloody. And you're just like, really?
And it goes all over
the wall. This is the best you could come up with to top the first one.
You need to see the first one. Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys watching?
Watch it.
So
no,
not the second one. Okay, the second one was just entertaining because the guy was so pissed off that they weren't shitting as much as he wanted them to. The first one was just ridiculous.
See, the South Park episode weirded me out enough.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were really funny.
I hate shit.
Yeah.
So, should we tell the story about what happened today at work?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't use names, though.
No, we can't use names, but I don't know who it was. But so we're all
Does
like really
shit themselves.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Yes.
So at work, everybody's really, really, really anxious because, like, the guy that helped start a multi-billion-dollar company is going to be at our work. And we've been stressing, you know, make sure your office is clean, blah, blah, blah. Upper management is freaking out. Everybody's, like, in a tizzy, for lack of a better word.
In a tizzy.
Okay. You got a better word?
No, I...
They were frantic.
Thank you, Holly. That is a better word.
You're welcome.
I feel like you would have made fun of me if I used the word tizzy, so I
have more man points, so...
Okay.
No, you don't.
Shut up. So, anyways.
Thanks for the backup. I appreciate it.
You're my bestie.
Actually, the fact that, you know, he might have dyed his beard pink, but you carry a photo on your phone of a man with a pink beard.
This is true.
That is true.
That makes you lose man points.
Just to show everybody else.
And the fact that you've pulled it up five times in probably the last hour.
If we name this episode Pink Beard, can we put a picture of Casey on it with his pink beard?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm gonna come up with a better term, but I'm trying to find a way to put his beard on.
How about Pink Beard?
Pink Beard.
I was thinking Thunder Chicken, but
Pink Bearded Pirate.
So anyway,
we can probably still use Casey's photo with Thunder Chicken.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
So back to our poop story.
Yeah. So.
So it is a poop story.
Oh God, yes.
So somebody, we have these turnstiles that are activated by your fingerprint up at work.
Does it detect poop on someone's phone?
No, apparently somebody...
It just turns brown.
Like, fecal, alert.
So they get up to the turnstile, and I guess it didn't work right away, and they started doing the pee-pee dance, you know? Like, start dancing around. And it started running down their leg onto the ground.
The pee or shit?
Shit. And there's a trail. And he shat himself, and it ran down his leg, and there was a trail from the turnstiles about 100 feet over to the bathroom. All they had like fans. When I got there was fans going and like all this industrial strength cleaner all over the place, and it was awful.
They had like like this really thin carpet, and like they have a carpet cleaner and they're cleaning the carpet. So I come into work around 10 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, they're cleaning the carpets because, you know, this guy's coming. And no, it turns out that the guy shat himself while walking to a bathroom. Just all over. And then he leaves, like, apparently he may have left his pants in the bathroom or something.
I heard they were hanging over the stall.
Yeah, they're hanging over the stall.
But you then, wouldn't keep wearing them.
He was still in there, or did he just leave them in there?
That's the part I'm confused.
I don't know how did he call somebody and say, I need a pair of pants, step.
No, see, that's the thing is, we don't know what happened right there. However,
does anybody know who the guy was?
Somebody does, but it's not us.
I know, but
so I was
going to
say, is this like a mystery pooper? Or do you
hey, Casey, text me.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll have to.
Yeah, okay.
So
anybody I know?
No, maybe.
Maybe.
He's been there a while. He's an older guy, though, so I kind of feel bad for telling this story, but it's still funny as hell, so.
Oh.
But anyway, so he ends up, you know, shitting himself, and then he cleans up as best he can, but he still reeks like hell. And he goes and sits down in a chair and starts taking calls. We end up throwing that chair out because he still had shit all over himself. And, I was like, why is this guy still here? That's the thing is, I don't know. I'm at the point to where I know that he took calls and destroyed a chair. We threw it out, and that was the end of the story. Because then a manager comes over and goes, hey, no poop jokes. And I was like, excuse me? And that's what spawned me to have to learn what happened, is because if you walk in and somebody just says no poop jokes, and we're not known for telling poop jokes.
Now, one of the other managers came by and was like, it smells funky over here. And started telling me what was going on.
You understand that they could probably sue you for traumatization?
Traumatizing?
That one? Whatever?
Well,
nobody knows where we work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's really
not
a judge
them.
Out there. He would just be like, he'd just be like, you know, we gotta shit himself in his
if
body.
If he were to hear someone making fun of him, though, like, that could be traumatizing. It happened to me whenever I was in fucking kindergarten.
Yeah, that's when you were a kid.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
an adult. If I shit myself, fucking make fun of
it. It wasn't my fault.
Go
whenever I was a kid.
I don't care. If I'm 33, if I shit myself, fucking make fun of me.
Okay,
if
but then there's also a legitimate reason, like irritable bowel syndrome or something like that, where you actually have an issue holding things in.
Yeah, I would have gone home. I would not have gone to take calls.
I wouldn't have fumbled my way through. I will carry a fresh pair of pants in my bag at all times. I would be prepared.
It could be something that he couldn't control, and then that ended up like ending up taking too much time. He could be traumatized by that. Air quotes, by the way, traumatized.
I think Holly is projecting. Does anybody else
I don't want to project anything.
Yeah.
As through the story.
We've gone through human centipede and poop walking. I don't think we need projecting.
No, I think she's projecting her own insecurities onto this man. Because she did crap herself.
I did, whenever I was in kindergarten. It wasn't my fault, though, and I understand that it wasn't my fault. It was my teacher's fault, because she was a bitch.
What'd they do, tickle you?
No, it was...
Did they say, poop?
No.
He's like,
okay, this...
Here's
my,
your surprise.
My poop story. Obviously, I was in kindergarten. It was one of those days, which we all had, where you could stay outside the entire day. All day was just recess day.
I heard this story, like, quite a time.
I know you have.
Yeah.
But
she
I don't
brings it out at lunch sometimes. She's like, this one time.
This one time in kindergarten.
She gets that far off stare.
She just like looking
at the
sky.
Starts shifting in her chair.
Yeah. It's like, man, go in the water. Shark in the water. Man poops himself.
You know, like, I had to go poop. So I went up and I asked my teacher, which I won't say her name, even though I really, really
like,
want to.
He's the guy that poop.
No.
Lisa can't hold him no longer. It's about faster poop. Is that what you said?
No. I asked her if I could go to the bathroom, and she said, if we go to the bathroom, then everyone has to go inside, and if everyone goes inside, we're staying inside, and everyone's going to be mad at you.
That's pretty...
I was about to go down the slide... I was walking up the ladder.
The kids are at the bottom of the slide.
To go down the slide. No, I was wearing pants. I was wearing pants. So nothing actually came out. Well, I mean, it did, but it didn't come out of my pants.
Shake your leg.
So I, like, you know, shit myself walking up the ladder, and I was already at the top, and there were people behind me waiting, and I was like, what do I do?
You go down. You
drop trowel and leave a skid the whole way.
Do I go down the ladder and make people wonder why I'm going down the ladder, or...
Did you have more in you to come out?
Oh, you
did,
no, man. It was already
I would
out.
Have just dropped my pants and pretended I meant to crap on the slide.
No,
a little Hellraiser, no. And then been like, oh, look at me. I'm gonna slide in it, too. So you're three. You can get away with it.
That's true. Yeah.
No, it was as I was
well,
going
Holly was
up the stairs.
So she was like 8 at this point, so.
Oh.
Well, I went down the slide. And I remember we were all going inside, not even an hour after
that.
It
was the longest slide.
So I was pissed. Oh, no, it was a fast slide. That was fine.
All the way down.
But
the
like,
moisture of the turd slowed my progressive slide.
But no, like, I remember waiting outside in line to go in, and my friend Michael, still remember it, he's standing right by me, and he was like, kind of smells like poop. And I was like, yeah, man. What the fuck is up with that? And then I sat down inside in the classroom, and she was like, do you need to go to the bathroom? And I was like, nope. And she goes, no, I think you need to go to the bathroom. I was like, okay.
Like,
and she called my mom, and my mom
anymore.
Brought me pants.
It's all
in
the vagina and stuff.
It was awful, and I'll never forget that. So that's my poop story. And I was traumatized for the rest of my life because of it.
Meet someone.
So mine's probably worse than yours.
Okay, go.
So
shit.
Everyone has poop stories.
It's like the poop cast.
Yes, we're all going to share our poop stories. Every one of us.
I don't actually have a poop
you
story.
You have a poop story.
We have a mutual friend that has
I have a
peeing
story. But
which one? Oh yeah, I'll tell one of his. I don't. I've never actually shit myself. So.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't. So what happened to me is I had.
I've had hard gas where I thought I needed to fart, and I was like, oh, no, never mind. I have a very reactive sphincter.
Even whenever you were younger?
Dude, when I'm younger, I do have a story about my sister when I was younger that's a poop
That'll
story.
That'll work.
That'll work. Because it was my poop. So, I'll go ahead and
Whoa!
We'll go into it.
So, just
so mine's a little... Mine's kind of worse. But nobody really saw, so... Somebody saw eventually. But anyways, what happened is I used to kind of live halfway between here and Dallas. What I mean by that is I used to have an apartment in Dallas, and then I also had an apartment here. And it's because my girlfriend had lived at my apartment in Dallas, and I was paying for it, so I'd go down there for like 3 days and then come back here for like 3 or 4 days. Anyways, long story short, I was really drunk, and about 21, and driving back in the middle of the night from Dallas, and I had nowhere to go, so I know I'm hedgehogging. I know I'm like...
Bad idea in the first place, like, because you're driving drunk. Don't do that, kids.
Well, if they're kids, they shouldn't be listening. But if you're an adult, don't do it, because it'll get you in a lot of trouble. But anyways...
If you're a kid,
you're going to get in trouble, too.
You can't get caught.
Driving
Justin.
A car underage and drinking underage?
And I was probably speeding or whatever, and, you know, I wasn't driving very safe. But the worst part of this is there wasn't a rest stop for miles. And I didn't know what to do, and so I started hedgehogging, so I clenched really hard. But I think I clenched, and I think a piece of it fell off, you know. I think it was just like I beheaded it, you know. And I
the
knew what happened.
The turtle's head fell off.
Yeah, his little head fell off, and it freaked me out. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And so I'm driving really fast, and I don't want to pull over because there's somebody kind of behind me. And so I, like, ninja'd my underwear off.
Wow.
And... Open up my window.
Drunk.
That's impressive.
Well, I'm on cruise control. So I just turned on the cruise control, put one knee on there, and kind of like, shimmy down one leg, and then put the other leg up, shoot it down the other leg, and just tossed it out the window. And the other car behind me swerved like crazy. And then I kind of nipped my pants back on. And when I got to the next rest stop, of course, I took care of business, but... But it was pretty gross.
Why wouldn't you have, like, slowed down and waited for them to pass you? And then
because it was just sticking.
Or just take your boxers or your underwear off and slow down, wait for them to pass you, and then throw it out. So it's
drunk.
Not a poop smear
you have to remember,
on their window.
You have to remember, he was drunk, speeding, and just doing everything against the law he possibly could at the time, so he wasn't thinking right.
And he just shit himself. That causes chaos.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of chaos. It's like, whoa!
Rex,
that's my story.
Go.
I've never personally shit myself.
Yeah, you have.
I know someone that has two amazing stories.
everyone has shit themselves.
Nope. I've had Trent's little close sphincter clench.
Yeah, reactive sphincter.
But, no, so one story kind of leads into the other just because it's funny. We were coming back from Bowling Green, and I was moving a friend of mine back named C. And C and C-O, to not say that, fuck it, Casey and Coley.
Well, not this Casey, just so everyone
No.
definitely this Casey.
Not this one. Because they won't shut up, and so in order to shut them up, I give them my laptop with like 6 hours of porn. And like they spoon together as they're watching it on the lap. And it, weirdest thing ever. And
Are these two guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, so Casey guy all of a sudden has to poop. And we're like in the middle of Missouri, and we're trying to get back the next morning. And Ozzy, who's driving, said, man, I ain't stopping. So all of a sudden, because I'm sitting in the passenger seat, I hear the back window start rolling down. As I turn around, I see Casey stick his ass out the window and just start pooping.
Oh,
and so we're in the middle of Missouri, and we're coming up around this bend, and it's all cornfields or whatever fields they have in Missouri.
Is that night?
Yeah, it's at night. It's like 11 o'clock at night. 11, 12 o'clock at night. And so we come around this corner, and apparently Missouri, or like around a corner, all of a sudden you're in the middle of a town. So we're driving through town, and he's not stopping. He's just pooping out the side. And so thank God there wasn't a cop. But yeah, we're just driving through the middle of this town, ass
and
out the window.
Just shitting everywhere.
It was solid. I mean, there wasn't anything on the side of the car.
I don't know that I would be that good. Focused on his pooping to
know. Oh, no. The guy that was sitting in back spooning with him videoed it, so that was kind of weird. I'll have to find
personal
that.
Personal collection. That's fucked up.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to pass on any more poop stories. So.
Okay. That's not Mooney. We call that a meteor shower. Casey's turn or my turn?
You first.
Yeah.
Casey, do you have something that tops all of this?
Well, I have something. I don't know if it tops it, but it's kind of funny.
I'll go with mine because it involves somebody. Okay.
We don't say names, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
I can say my sister's. Doesn't matter. But when I was 5 and my sister was 7. My parents, my dad was a doctor, my mom was a nurse that worked for him, and so they just put us in the bathtub together. Yeah, and I would be in the front, she'd be in the back. And we wouldn't, yeah, she would see my back, I wouldn't see her. And we were in the bathtub, and I was like, 5, you know? I'm in the bathtub, and I shit in the bathtub. And it's floating there. And my sister, who was 7 at the fucking time, I'm gonna throw that out there, picked it up and she ate it.
Oh! Why would you eat it?
She thought that during bath time, my parents, to get us to just sit still, would give us like little, like a dessert, like a candy bar. A little mini candy bar. Yeah, my sister thought it was mine. So she ate it. So she ate
it. Did she immediately regret it? Did you see like that?
I
just
know.
The
I
was disgust.
Like, oh shit.
She's 7. You think she would have fucking known better? But anyway, so she's sitting there eating this chunk of shit. And all I know is my mom freaked out, and she was like, what the fuck? You know? And, anyways, years later, my sister's a bitch. Like, a total bitch. And I'm a...
Well, she ate your shit.
Yeah,
kind of a ride.
And I'm a very sarcastic asshole. Who likes to throw out really good one-shots every once in a while. And my sister, it's her 16th birthday. Her sweet 16.
Oh, no.
My mom has made a huge deal out of it. Got her, like, the really nice big cake, and all of her friends were there, and I'm at the dining room table. And my sister's cut into the cake, and she hadn't seen the cake yet, and it comes out, it's this nice little entire 16, sweet 16 candle cake, and she's like, oh my god, it's so beautiful, oh, and it's chocolate, my favorite. And the mother said, hey, remember that time you ate that chunk of my shit? She thought it was chocolate. And she remembered it, and she's just like, ah! And started screaming at me while her friends were laughing.
Oh my god, that is terrible.
Hey, you didn't know my sister, so it was payback.
Still.
I could hardly ever get payback on her, but when I saw an opportunity, I fucking jumped on it. And that was really good payback. Because she was in her room for the rest of the party. She already had like 2 good
your
hours of the
party. Your sister ate your shit.
I know, but she had like 2 hours of a party that were good, and then the rest of it was just all her crying in her bedroom.
I think every little kid is shit in the bathtub, though.
I know, but how many other kids,
I don't ever
how many little kids have had their sister eat it?
I remember going, like, you know, it is, so you're like really young or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, when I was like 4 or 5, my brother was like 2 or 3. Mm. I remember that happening a couple times, and it's just like, I've always ate shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd see the submarine surfacing, and I'd just like fucking jump out. It's like, oh my god. Okay. I start screaming and crying to my mom. My mom comes in, oh my god, I can't believe you did that again.
Well, there's one other involving my sister. His name is Tiffany.
You really don't like your sister.
No, I don't mind her nowadays, but she's still kind of a fucking bitch. So, but either way, I can't remember how old we were. I was probably like 10 or 11, which made her like 13, 14, something like that. And we lived in this duplex, and this was after my parents had divorced. And she had her best friend over, which was this little stuck-up bitch chick. I don't remember what her name is. I didn't like her very much. But either way, my mom told me, this was one of my sister's first sleepovers at like 13, 14, and she was like, you need to stay in your room all night long. You don't come out. You stay in your room. You leave them alone. My sister was babysitting me that night, so my mom was gone, which just spells for really bad stuff. And I was in my room. My sister was a total asshole, pretty much. Like, I remember she split my head open with a spoon one time. For no fucking reason. She threw it straight down the hallway and just bam, right into my head and cracked a... Sorry,
well, my brother and I used to do that to each other all the time, though. It's just...
Yeah, but she'd always do it to the point where I got hurt and I had to go to the hospital.
You split each other's heads open all the time?
My sister dated this guy who, like, beat the fuck out of her. She told my mom I did it and I got institutionalized for, like, 3 days until she realized I was locked up, and then she told her the truth and then they let me out.
Yeah, that's really
so. Yeah, fuck my sister. Anyways.
Alright.
So,
I'm glad she ate your shit.
Yeah, she ate my shit. So... She cracked my skull open, and this relates to that. She cracked my skull open the month earlier by throwing a spoon down the hallway, and it was one of those big, like, big serving spoons.
Yeah.
Right in the head. And I still had the butterfly fucking Band-Aid on and everything, and the stitches were in there, and they had already come out, but the butterfly Band-Aid was still on. And I was confined to my room, and I was very bored. Very bored. And all I had was my Nintendo. She came and stole my Nintendo so her and her friend could play it, leave me with nothing. And I'm like, what a bitch. So I go in the bathroom, I crap in my hands, and I run through the house butt naked with shit
everywhere.
My hands.
There's shit everywhere.
I drew on the walls with it, and I was like, pee, all the way down the fucking hallway. And I made noises while I was in the hallway to get their attention when they came around the corner. Here I am with shit. And I just lunge at him. And I chase him through the fucking house. Yeah, so I got in trouble when my mom got home. She didn't spank me. My mom never spanked me because when my parents divorced and I would get in trouble, I'd run away. And my mom would be like, why did you run away? And I was like, 'cause you're going to spank me. She's like, well, you did something wrong. I was like, well, Dad used to spank me. So she never spanked me again.
Wow.
So I would just get grounded in my room. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. I got all my draw and stuff. Like, yeah, that's cool. Nick at Night on TV. And she'd be like, no TV. But, you know, I just turned on anyways.
Yeah.
It had the little headset thing on it, the old style ones. So I just sit there with headphones on. So that worked. By the way, yeah, I just lunge at her with shit in my hands and chase her through the house. It's like,
oh,
I just watched Lord of the Flies, so it kind of, you know, just popped in my head. So,
the fuck was wrong with you, Trent?
Damn, my sister pissed me off a lot. So.
Now, are you going to tell me you were like 14 when this happened, or?
No. That's creepy. That'd just be fucking weird. No,
that'd still be awesome.
Yeah, I was like 10 at that time. I used to do really crazy, stupid shit up until I was like in my mid 20s. So I would, occasionally I still do really stupid, crazy shit, just not as much. So, but I think one of the best ones was when I turned 21.
If you chase me with shit, I will knock you the fuck out.
I think my favorite one is I was at a party, and these guys were up on the balcony, and I go walking on the balcony. I knew nobody at this party except for like one person. Yeah, sorry, two people. And I didn't know the people that were throwing it. I just knew two of the people there. And these weird stoner jock guys were up on the top balcony. Not really, they were just kind of jockish, you know, they weren't really jocks. But, and they kept encouraging this mangy little cat to come to them. And it was a really just beat up old cat. And they bring it upstairs and throw it off the balcony against the side of the wall of the next building. And it'd fall to the ground. It was like, you know, one floor down. Yeah, they kept pitching
being assholes.
Kept pitching it. Yeah, and they'd bring it back with food.
I would have snapped their fucking necks.
I threw one of them off the balcony.
Yeah. I would have snapped their neck and then throw them off the balcony.
Well, I came outside to smoke, and I was already really drunk when I got there. And I was sitting there with a cigarette. And I'm talking to Kelly, Kelly Moore, who was the girl that I knew. And her and I were sitting there talking. And she goes back inside, and I just look over. I didn't notice these guys at first. And one of them comes back up, and they're all laughing. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And they're like, check this out. They throw the cat. I was just like, what the fuck? And then one of them runs back down there and gets it. And he comes back up, and they throw the cat again. And then they both go down there to get it. So the one guy's left to push him off the side. Yeah, and then I left the party.
I would have thrown all of them.
Yeah. Which was a good thing I left the party because I just smoked opium for the first time. And this raging fucking headache kicked in like halfway through me driving home. It was fucking intense, like light sensitivity and shit. So if I had a headache, it would have been a lot worse.
Kids, you shouldn't do opium either.
Don't do opium while you're drunk and then drive in the middle of the night because lights will fuck with you.
And don't drink and drive.
I went to a friend of mine's place and just curled up on the couch with them. I think we just sat there and watched a candle. It was the only light that didn't bother us. Not the candlelight directly, but the candlelight on the wall watching.
I was going to say, well, if it's fire, like, fire is just mesmerizing in itself.
Yeah.
Just sitting in front of a fireplace, I just stare at it.
All right, fire bug. Anyways. So those are my two poop stories. There's many more, but we won't go into it.
So, I have, well, it's more of a lesson learned is kind of what I have to share. And that is, you guys ever had Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the large, like, family-size bag?
Not all at once.
So, I did. I ate an entire Flaming Hot... I'm in the middle of Iraq, by the way. So, I should have prefaced the story. So, I'm in the middle of Iraq.
What did you do in Iraq?
I did several things. I was a mechanic.
You're in the military, right?
Yeah.
You're in the army?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So...
makes more sense.
I was a mechanic and I was a combat trainer and some other stuff. But, so I'm in the middle of nowhere and I eat this full bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. They were delicious and it was reminding me of home. So I was like, hell yeah, ate the shit out of them. So, 2 hours or however many hours pass, I don't know, I all of a sudden have to shit. So, I run to the restroom and I shit, but it is a chunk of red shit. My entire... poo is red. And to top that, it burned like hell coming out.
That's the worst guy, man.
So it burns coming out, my shit's red. I think, holy hell, I have some terrible disease that's from this country. And so I go to the medics and they're like, well, what'd you eat? And I was like, oh. I guess I'm okay and I'm just a dumbass.
Never mind.
So they still want to know because like they're concerned or whatever, so I tell them I'm fine, I just ate a whole bag of red hot Cheetos or whatever. So now the entire medic tent is laughing at me, and I'm just like, yeah, thanks, assholes. So that's my poop story.
You know what the worst thing is when you get sick and you have diarrhea, and you just keep shitting, and then it finally turns to liquid. You have just clear liquid shit, you know, because there's nothing, it's just passing.
You're peeing out your asshole.
It's sodium and magnesium and all, just coming out, and it just starts to turn raw. Your ass turns raw, so as you're just squirting out water, it feels like it's boiling hot water.
Yep.
It's, and you're like, ah! While you're on the toilet.
I sadly know that story.
Yeah. Well, I got really sick last year with this, like, horrible fucking flu cold that was just devastatingly horrible. I was working over at the overnight place. And I was out for about a week, not going to work, you know. and it got that bad to the point where I was just like shitting pure, clear liquid that just burned like a motherfucker.
What was our question from a few weeks ago?
Which one?
Didn't have to do with shit.
The one that did have to do with shit.
We did a would you rather.
Yeah, I know it was a would you rather, but it was the one with eating your friend's shit.
It's like, would you rather lick your mom's asshole or eat your friend's shit? I think it was.
Yeah, Casey.
I feel like we should ask his sister this question. She has the most experience.
She ain't no friend of mine.
I don't really know.
Justin said he'd eat my shit rather than lick his mom's asshole.
At least he wouldn't be incest.
I make sure
to eat some really good, like, fucking, like, I don't know, some gefilte fish and some sardines.
You could try Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Actually, you know, I'd probably get one of those really big cookie cakes with the frosting that dyes your poop. So it comes out all blue and shit. There you go. It's a blue turn. That's for you. Yes. It's a birthday turn. He's getting sick. I put a little candle on top that has Justin written on it. A little candle's coming up. I would actually take the poop and form it in the name of Justin and give it to him.
I hate you both.
Visualize
well, eating it.
I'm done with that.
God, I wish we'd have been able to get the recording of Justin watching.
Yeah, that was great.
Damn.
So, how close are we to doing this ghost pepper challenge?
Might as well do it now, or do we want to wait?
Was in the other room playing Dishonored. What are you guys doing?
Ghost pepper
shots.
Vodka.
So
why don't you grab Fatales? Those are really bad.
These in 2007, these were rated the world's hottest peppers.
Yeah, I think Fatales got rated after those.
I don't know. Above it's the scorpion pepper or
scorpion,
something
okay.
like that. Yeah, but for those of you that you guys don't know, I have two bottles over on the table of vodka and tequila. And I have infused them with ghost peppers.
Well, there's been this thing at work going around where, like, everybody's been eating ghost peppers the last couple of weeks, too.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing it to, like, do different things. Like, hey, why don't you do this and I'll eat a ghost pepper, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Fucking
so
retarded.
I decided to take it one step further, being that, you know, obviously earlier I admitted to drinking frequently. So I was like, you know what?
Let's do this. Spicy stuff.
Yeah, but this is terrible. Like, it's... I cannot... It's like somebody just lit a match and tossed it in my mouth and said, have fun. It is insane.
Well, actually, no. Like, that would be easy because it would just go out from all of the saliva.
No, actually, the saliva spreads it around.
No, he said a match.
Oh, like an actual match. I'm sorry.
Really?
I thought you were talking about the peppers because pepper oil does not
He said it was like someone just threw a match in his mouth and said, have fun. So.
I think the worst one I came across was I was in OKC. There's a place called The Office. It's a club area, and they have this diner. I think it's The Office. Yeah, it is. And there's a diner thing next to it that you can go into that's open late. And they serve liquor in there. And they have these two little lemonade dispensers full of vodka. And in the bottom of one is cucumbers. And you imagine cucumber vodka, you're like, oh, wow, that sounds really refreshing and nice. The other one's beef jerky. And me and my ex-girlfriend were sitting there, and we were staring at it. We're like, what the fuck is that? Because we just saw this tank full of beef jerky, and they're like, oh, it's vodka with beef jerky. And we're like... Oh, that sounds interesting. You just leave it in there, and then they're like, yeah. It's like, I looked at her, I was like, you want to try something? She's like, yeah. So we get a shot. We split the shot. The entire night, our body temperatures were, like, skyrocketed up. Extremely hot, heartburn, indigestion. Our mouths were on fire after drinking it for, like, fucking 5-10 minutes. Just burn constantly. It was the worst fucking idea in the world.
From just beef jerky?
From beef jerky.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what type of fucking beef jerky, but fuck.
Well,
it tasted good, though.
Sounds awful.
I need to pee, and then I definitely want to see this happen.
Well, let's do it after the break, so that way we can get all set up.
Okay.
And then come back, and then we'll do the news with burning mouths. So.
So
this sucks.
What have you been doing, Rex?
Finally started playing Civ 5.
Civ 5.
Yeah!
Oh,
we're talking video games now.
We are. We have
no more
circled
poo.
Back.
No more
poo.
Poo.
No more poo.
So what do you think of Civ 5?
I actually like the Total War series better.
Do you?
And that's probably more just because I'm an RTS guy. And I like being able to switch in and out.
How far have you gotten into Civ 5, though?
I've done some co-op games and then some single players by myself.
Holly's
I zoned out.
it was distracting. Fish.
Okay.
But the I mean, don't get me wrong. I like economic style games like the.
Well, I mean, Civ's really
telling me about. But
I know.
Civ's really more of a mix between economy and.
It's a macro game. Is what
it's really. It's not really an RTS.
It's not at all.
No, I mean you got the strategy elements. You can go to war, and it does have those elements to it. But I mean, you can really play the entire game without ever going to war with anybody.
So boring.
I don't know. Some people really like it. Some people don't. I'm one of those people that like it. And obviously, Jason really likes it.
No, I played a lot of that.
No. Brandy really likes it.
Oh, okay.
So, and then talking about other people, I got some friend invites on Steam. I'm going to try and get Borderlands 2 up, get caught up with you guys, get going on that. And then the new Assassin's Creed. I am getting that launch day.
Assassin's Creed 3.
What are you getting it on PC, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, I have all of them on PC, so I'll probably be buying it on PC as well. Because it looks way fucking better.
Well, I have a PS3 now, but it's broke. So it's kind of...
So you don't have
a PS3. Do you need to borrow mine?
Your PS3?
Yeah.
But still
she never plays it.
How am I going to play it on PC with PS3?
Well, no. I mean, if you have games that you're wanting to play on your PS3, but it's broken, you're more than welcome to borrow mine.
No, I don't. That's why I don't buy a PS3 game.
Just trying to be fucking nice.
Don't
be nice?
So, no, and then I've still had my head up work's ass as of late, which is why I couldn't make it last week.
Well, I might not have said it on the show, but I remember when I was at your birthday party, they fucking called you in the middle of your birthday.
Yeah, you were there like half the time we were there.
Oh, yeah, when I was upstairs.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was doing that to work on getting tickets to something
coming
up.
Well, that was your migration thing they were doing, wasn't it?
No, when I was upstairs?
Yeah.
No.
That was setting up SharePoints or something.
How did that go, by the way?
What?
The migration.
What migration?
SharePoint migration.
Oh, fuck that shit. I didn't go home till like 4 in the morning on a Saturday morning.
That's not what I was talking about.
Nice.
That's not what
you're talking about? No. Not at all.
Is that
about
his post-op? That was the SharePoint migration.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Are you
what
talking
what
about
I was
his post-op about. Psychological interview?
No, you were working on trying to get something. I don't know if we can say that on here or not, so.
I'm not going to talk about drugs on here.
No. He already told us how that went.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, anyway. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're not talking about drugs.
Went to the WWE event, the BOK. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot of deaf ears here.
Well,
I got to go get drunk for free.
Yeah.
Who WWE, like, who's still wrestling for WWE? Like, I remember my old neighbors used to watch it all the time. Like, Nikki and Amy would watch WWE, and it was like Rey Mysterio Jr. and
Ray still
is John Cena
Goldberg
is?
And whatever.
He is. How old is he now? Is he like 50?
You know what? I watched John Cena doing a plank while moving 40-pound weights. Yeah, fuck that
wait,
shit.
Wait, is the Undertaker still in there?
Yeah, Undertaker's still there.
He's got to be like 60, isn't he?
I used to manage with Spencer, so that's the only reason I know who any of these, because they have the WWE license.
I don't know,
so
if we ever get Jason on here. Jason,
he
knows all the old wrestlers.
Yeah. Did the Undertaker turn good? Into a good guy?
I
thought the Undertaker turned into a good guy for a while.
I got tickets because my girlfriend's nephew wanted to go, and I have...
You don't have to justify if you like wrestling.
Or was it John Cena turned into a bad guy?
I don't know.
I saw some cage fights. That was pretty awesome.
Sting and The Undertaker, those were like the two guys.
The last cage fight I was at was in Hera, and a guy named Matt Grice was fighting at UFC 100, and he was a guest judge, and I actually won a raffle for a pair of gloves signed by him, which was kind of cool.
I have a cousin that's in cage fighting, like MMA. pretty cool.
I have a cousin who just puts people into cages and pokes them with cattle prods and stuff to make them fight.
Actually, in the kind of MMA news, Anderson Silva is fighting Stephen Bonner this weekend.
I don't know who that is.
I remember the days when it was like the Million Dollar Man and like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. That's what I grew up with.
Wrestling?
That's when it was good old wrestling. Yeah, that's what I remember. And I remember the WWE's cartoon show they used to have. It was great, like Rubber Band Lou and all them. And, you know, it's like, I don't even think Holly knows who Rubber Band is.
No. Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I already said it, but Rubber Band Lou had like rubber bands, like for earrings and skin and stuff. And he's just this big fat fucking Italian guy, just like, I'm Rubber Band Lou, you know? And it's like, back then you didn't have to be in shape to be a wrestler. You just, it was all stage.
No, there's
guys who aren't like, let's take a, like, Rubber Band was out of fucking shape, man. He was a fat fucking dude. And they have some nowadays, but those guys are still big fucking strong. It looked like he was John Wayne Gacy.
Well,
Harrier brother.
So, oh god damn it, Trent, forgot what I was gonna say.
Like Macho Man, yeah,
Randy Savage.
Yeah, he's still around. He was on Always Sunny the other season.
I thought he died.
No, he died. He's dead.
No, he was on the other season.
I don't think it was last season. I think it was
I said it was the other season. Yeah, he plays a washed up fucking wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Randy Savage. I think of Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper. Yeah, he was on Always Sunny. And I remember whenever Macho Man died, I was like snapping to a head on collision. That's when I wrote my Facebook and I was like, what? Nobody's going to like this? And nobody fucking liked it. I was like, fucking dicks. So.
Well, not really something happened to me this week, but I don't think I've talked about it. Have you guys ever. You guys have all seen the Dragon Ball series anime?
Whether
you like it or not. If you've ever seen the abridged videos on YouTube, it is amazing. They go through the entire, like...
Yeah, you were talking about this last week, yeah.
I wasn't here last week.
No, I mean, well, the week before. You were talking about this with the little... You can go through the whole thing in, like, no time at all.
Yeah, I went and rewatched it, and it's so good.
I might have to watch that.
Didn't you guys, whenever I was living with you, like, didn't you guys try to get me to watch it?
Yeah.
I was just like, nah, man.
You can watch like up to the end of the Frieza saga in like five and a half hours.
Yeah, well, you guys didn't even start from the beginning. You guys started like somewhere. I don't know, so I had no idea what was going on.
I think we started when they were all on Namek. Frieza was there.
So
these abridged things, like I have the. I'm a huge Neon Genesis fan.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that shit back in the '90s, like late '90s when it came out, and I loved the shit out of Evangelion. And I went out and I bought the new 1.11 and 2.22 versions that came out. The new ones, the next one's coming out actually on my birthday. They release them on March 28th or 29th. And so the next one's going to be coming out on my birthday. Just throwing that out there. And they're really cool. The casing's awesome. And it's rewritten story. So they take the original and they throw a bunch of the original story they didn't get to do, as well as kind of take it in a different direction.
So it's kind of a reboot.
It's kind of a reboot, readaptation of what they wanted to do, but they didn't, with extra characters that never existed and stuff like that. And I'm watching it, and it's like Asuka Langley dies, or she's completely dead. And so they bring in a new chick to replace her that was never in the series. And I watched it, and I was like, this is interesting because it's kind of a retake on the entire thing, but it's also an abridge of the original, because they cut out a bunch of stuff to kind of just cut out story build, which pissed me off. Because when you watch, if you've seen the animes before, the full ones, then watching an abridged version is fine. But if you're watching it for the first time, I hate it when they do that, because people just go and get those versions and they miss all that kick-ass story build up and all those little subtle things that get thrown in, you know.
Well, I tell you, I found the Dragon Ball abridged series to be better.
It was?
Much better.
I think anything in Yasha that's a bridge would be better, because I hate that fucking show.
Do you guys remember that old reboot show?
Which one?
It was about the people that lived... No, it was Reboot. That was the name of the show. It was about the people that lived in your computer.
Yes.
Anytime
you were playing a game, it was the little digital block, and you were actually killing...
There were actual sprites.
Yeah.
Ah, I got that series on my computer now.
Is it any good?
Nice.
What?
Okay, so the last time I saw that, I was... fairly young. I've grown up since.
What is funny when you were in second grade is funny now. Hence the poop stories for the last 45 minutes. So. Yeah.
No, because Fern Gully sucks now.
Fern Gully sucked then.
Fern Gully was awesome when I was a kid.
Well, sorry, I hated that movie. It was
some people
stupid.
A little younger than you.
Yeah, so I hated it. Well, even when I saw it the first time, it was probably about, you know.
Just because you guys are kids.
Wow, you're going to die soon, Justin.
Oh.
I don't have to come back.
No, that's it. A lot of drinking, too.
So back to wrestling real quick. I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but Hulk Hogan, apparently there's a sex tape out.
With him. Yeah, I heard
we
about
wanted
that.
To videotape that.
Why did you look that up?
Yeah. Well, what do I even know?
He's like, it's on
BuzzFeed. Done. Every day on Google, he's like, Hulk Hogan sex tape. Please,
it's
please,
actually
please.
On, no, it's on BuzzFeed.
It's on Zap to It. On the yeah. side, it talks about, like,
you know what?
Updates or whatever.
No,
I'm not so but my joke with it was that I could only imagine that how the video starts out is him just grabbing his shirt and ripping it and goes, "Oh yeah!" And like
well,
that's
that
the intro
Savage.
To it.
That was right. Now a Randy Savage sex tape would almost be worth watching. Which is like slap into a slim so I slap into a slim jam. It's like, yeah. It's like,
I don't know if
oh,
I call
yeah.
it a slim jam.
Yeah. Oh, well, after all those years of steroid abuse it probably is.
Wow. So,
I don't know if he's ever on steroids. Let's throw that out there. But it's like watching a Dog the Bounty Hunter porno. Who the fuck would do that shit?
Oh, wow.
It's like, is he sleepy?
Remember when you saw us talk about his little eyes?
His little eyes are so skinny. He's just like, I'm telling you, bro. you gotta get off the drugs.
So I remember back when...
I used to smoke the crack.
Back when I was living in Stillwater, I would come down and, like, your place when you lived in Stephen was really
and,
close to the highway.
Me and Stephen were obsessed.
I'd come over and you guys would be watching Dog Bounty Hunter.
We would just watch episodes back to it. We were obsessed with that fucking show. I don't know why. We were just like, we watched that.
I spent
constantly.
A weekend getting drunk with you guys and watching Dog
yeah,
Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, we just watched it. It's like, it's not like we were like, we weren't total losers. Like, we were in a band. We'd play shows constantly. We'd have parties all the time, DJ all the time. It's just, this was what we do with our time off. As musicians, when we're not going out to parties, we watch Dog the Bounty Hunter marathons and drink.
I couldn't do it.
Which is just fucking gay. And me and Steve would do like dog quotes all the time. Like yeah, bro. It's like, you used to be on the crack and you get off the drugs. Come on, bro. Yeah, because he's always calling people bras. And I'm like,
it's a Hawaiian thing.
Why? I know it's a Hawaiian thing, but if I was to walk around calling people bras around here, I'd probably get my ass kicked.
Probably.
But he's a big guy.
It's like, come at me, bro. And his wife is a bigger guy than he is. She's a tough old bra.
She is a big bra.
Yeah, she's a big bra.
She's a big bra.
Yeah.
So, did you do anything else?
Oh, I did lots of things that I can't talk about, but...
Come on, break.
He hacked the Pentagon.
No, we're not doing a break yet.
I did fight off China.
And Civ 5.
Isn't it North Korea is the one that went off and said that they can attack us at any time now? Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I was reading the news the other day. I think it was North Korea. They're like, you know, they're talking about even after several failed, you know, tests and all that they've done with all their military and shit, with their missiles and crap, they said they had the balls to say, well, we can attack the U.S. if we want to. We're that good. Even though they failed like all these other tests.
Some people have been playing a little too much Homeland.
Yeah, they're like Red Dawn's about to happen, but it's not going to be the commies. Well, like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have nothing else?
No.
All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and take a break, but whenever we come back, we're going to have some big games to talk about. And some more exciting shit.
I'm just like, do I not exist? Does Justin not exist?
No, you guys exist. It's alright.
We can ask us what we've been doing other than those.
Well, we've already been going like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to it. We will. I promise. I promise.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll be back.
Way to go, Mike.
Holly short ass overlooked us.
Did you guys ever talk about Disney porn?
Ooh.
The Disney single getting hacked.
Oh, see, that's like a great spot to end on.
I almost did it. I was almost like right at the end. I was going to go.
happening here is I've infused vodka with ghost peppers, which was rated one of the world's hottest peppers back in 2007 by the Guinness World Book of Records. And I have coerced these two fine gentlemen here to try a quarter, half shot, somewhere around there, of ghost pepper vodka.
Awesome.
We're holding hands. We don't know if it's going to happen.
They are holding hands. Boom.
They're going to transport to another dimension.
So when you gentlemen are ready.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Cheers, motherfuckers. Remember, spitters or quitters.
It's really hard to hold this camera still laughing.
So would you like to
Is it all over your tongue? You can feel it just burning.
Wow.
Yeah, is it getting into your gums?
No, I'm feeling it just glide down my insides.
As wow. It sets it up.
I don't even know that gliding feeling.
It's like liquid napalm.
So you want to talk us what you're going through right now?
I think my esophagus is going to blister later.
Is this tough times for you?
Yeah, this is rough. Rex?
Really?
This is really...
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be either, but this is really warm.
I think blazing wings...
How much did you get on your tongue, like on the very front?
Oh, no, I just launched the shit.
That's why.
Get it on the front of your tongue, dude.
I'm good.
You should take another shot.
No, I'm not taking another shot. I'm good.
Why not?
Good.
Why not?
I'm not gonna lie. I will admit that I am a absolute pussy when it comes to doing that shit. I tried it and I was drooling over the sink. I just sat there with my mouth open, just drooling as much as I could, spraying out with a the little nozzle thing, and then swishing milk.
My glasses. And a cigarette.
I sat down somewhere.
That's weird. It's probably really loud on the microphone. Alright, are we good?
Yeah,
are we
good.
Till cast special. That's doing stupid shit again.
Yeah, pretty shitty.
So let's go ahead and jump back into the cast now. And see.
So, what are we going to do for a question?
Oh, god damn it, that's hot.
We're back. Right? Oh, god. We're recording
what?
Right now.
I just had to make it through the video. I didn't care after that.
It keeps kicking.
It's actually hurt my stomach.
And I told you not to fucking swallow
it. So, by the way, I kind of lied about that part, about it not sucking later. It's going to sit, like, right up here for about 10 minutes.
Well, I can feel it. No, I can feel it right there.
That's why I told you guys, don't fucking swallow
it. Oh, damn it, Holly.
You already talked about how terrible it was.
Well,
it
doesn't
matter,
because we're actually recording the second half right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to know you're a liar. Ugh. Like, Rex is a strong guy. Oh, what a bitch. What a bitch.
How do you feel?
I guess.
It's really not as bad as I thought it'd be, though.
But it's
my
stomach.
My tongue is still, like, not burning like it was.
Either
when
gonna
I
just,
first
like,
did it. It's calmed
fart
down.
Like
it's
crazy.
Still really fucking sensitive, like, all over the
is
side and top
fart
over
like
here.
Crazy?
It's that sucks.
The way I always describe it is, after eating one or doing the shot or whatever, after about 7 to 10 minutes, you feel the potency as if it was just now a jalapeno that you ate.
Yeah, I
can see that.
It just slowly kind of gets down, and then... Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is intense, dude.
It is.
That's really intense. If we could do that at work, that would be a man shot.
I know.
Now, that is something to take to a party and just leave on a table.
That's
just watch people.
It's exactly what I'm doing for Halloween.
That's really what you should do. Just leave random shots around
your
house.
Well, that's what
and
we
people
did
would be like,
oh,
dude, there's a shot here.
That's what we did with the beef jerky.
Oh.
Took the beef jerky and we covered it in bombing, like the bomb and pepper extract, and just constantly adding more and more stuff and just baked it in the oven. Pulled it back out, recovered it, baked it, did that like 10 times, put it all back in the bag and took it to a party and just left it. And people were like, oh, beef jerky. Started eating it. And there's like, ah, motherfucker! And they started like screaming. And I remember 10 minutes after Jason Doherty had ate it, he was sitting in the kitchen, and he's like, he was the first one to pick it up, and he was just like, man, that fucking sucked. And then he, like, wipes his eye, and he just starts going, like, ah! And drops to the fucking ground, because all the oils of the beef jerky came off on his hands. And then, like, hours later, I'm at the house with my keyboardist, Steven, and he goes to take a piss. I just hear him in the bathroom just start screaming. He comes out and he's just like, the fucking oil's burning my dick! So, it just got everywhere, man. It's all over the place.
No, actually, that was kind of good.
It takes a little bit for it to be good, but yeah. But we do have to segue to Holly trying the little drop.
She's going to do it.
Why did you have to bring that up? Everyone
here,
else
your,
forgot about
flip,
it.
Give me your flip. Come on.
It's almost out of batteries.
Oh,
hold on. All right, let me get this one.
This
one
work. But you literally have a drop.
Okay. Yeah,
to
I know.
Do I hit this? Okay, I hit this big ribbon.
Yeah.
Okay, so Holly's going to drink her little
bit that you guys can't even see because it's very little, but I hate spicy shit.
Get it right on the front of your tongue.
This isn't something that I can shoot.
Don't swallow it.
I'm not going to be able to swallow it. It's just going to cut my fucking tongue.
Open up your throat.
Quitters in this situation.
You just got to open up your throat.
Ugh. That burns. A lot.
Me and Rex just had like 100 times that.
Ow.
It's
feel good.
It's really like pain in your mouth.
So what's
it doesn't
pain?
Seem like it doesn't seem spicy though.
It
like
just
it's
burns.
Just yeah.
So what's pain taste like, Holly?
It doesn't taste good at all. It literally doesn't taste good, and it hurts the shit out of your
like
tongue.
Hurt, basically,
it tastes like pain.
I kind of like the heat at the end, though. Like right now.
Like, I didn't even get to swallow that. It just coated my tongue, and that was it. Because I just,
kind of like cum.
Yeah. Basically, you just kind of swish it around in your mouth a little bit.
That's it.
It's still really hot.
On a degree of burn, 1 to 10, where would you put it?
I don't know. Because it's not, I don't know.
It's an easy 9.
Yeah, I'd say it's bad.
It's
9.
Weird.
Put that shit at 15. It killed me.
It's like I can feel it in my ear.
That's normal.
I think she's having a stroke.
You should not put it on your finger. It's not your ear.
It wasn't on my finger.
That's the back of your throat.
She's like,
I can kind of feel it too.
Well, no, yeah, like it burns and it feels like I can feel it like up in here.
Do you smell
that's more reaction from that weird Japanese shit.
Yeah. Do you smell toast, Holly?
No,
toast?
No toast. I'm
okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'm not having a stroke this time.
There we go.
Not this time.
And that was kind of good.
All right. It's especially good
it's
if you take
now.
The tequila and you put just like a one shot in a 96-ounce bucket, like you get at Walmart.
I didn't do more than
that.
Idea.
Just put that in there and then fill the rest of it up with a liter of regular tequila. Awesome.
I just had a really good idea.
What's that?
Marinade steaks in it.
Oh,
fuck yeah! You gotta give me bumps on that.
I might try.
Yeah, if you do, man. If you do, I want some.
We made ghost pepper stew.
Try it.
What did we try?
Yeah,
did we try the vodka?
Yeah, that was just a vodka.
Because you can't fucking tell.
I know, right?
You have no idea what it is.
And those are both quality liquors. It's Tito's, which is handmade in Texas, and then 1800 Reposado.
I can't believe how dark they actually got.
Well, the Reposado, that's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I thought that was still one of the lighter ones.
No. Yeah. Reposado is a brown tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, yeah, marinating some meat in that.
Mm.
Just a little bit mixed in with some... Like, take some and mix it in with some barbecue sauce, make a nice marinade.
Like, if you're just spiking something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is take your regular marinade and cut it with 1/4 of that and just put your beef in and let it marinate, like some teriyaki marinade.
I still
well,
have
that,
3
I think
ounces.
That would be fucking sweet.
It would
I
still
think.
Be really good with eggnog as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm sure the vodka would be. I know you don't really drink vodka with eggnog. I know it's supposed to be rum, but with that, you really wouldn't be able to tell.
If you guys want some, I have still like 3 ounces of peppers.
Yeah, dude, if you want to do that, I'll pick up some liquor at some point like this week, and I'll actually marinate some meat in it, make some like spicy burgers.
Yeah, that sounds badass.
Or some beef ribs or something like that, or pork ribs.
I won't
eat
them.
Yeah, I'm down for it. So yeah, bring me some of the peppers. Anyways, back to the tilt cast.
Yeah.
Hey, it's random night.
It is very random, but this is what happens whenever I'm moderator. It ends up awesome.
It ends up hollied.
Which is awesome.
You mean badgered?
No, it's like the badger someone to death.
So, I guess we'll get back to games.
Yeah.
Justin, what have you been doing?
I saw Judge Dredd the other night.
Oh, I thought to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see it together?
No, I went Sunday, and then I told him it was good, and then he went. We both saw it in 3D, motherfucker.
Yep. Yeah. I don't see a lot of 3D movies, but my girl decided to go see it.
Yeah.
Was it actually good in 3D?
Oh,
or would
yeah,
it be
dude.
Just
the
as good?
Well, the drug thing, like the slow-mo drug.
Yeah,
yeah.
Without spoiling the movie, there's a
Well, that was known in the previews.
Well, there's a drug in there called slow-mo, and apparently it slows everything down. They really just use it as an excuse to throw in some badass slow-mo scenes.
Yeah, well, it slows down the brain's processing power to 1% of its normal speed, so the whole all time seems to go at 1% of its normal speed. And they show that visually represented in the movie with these just kick-ass, like this chick's in the bathtub and she lifts her arm up, and they show that in the preview, but it's really drawn out in the movie, and you just see all like the ripples of water tearing.
Yeah,
and
you see like the bubbles
and
everything else.
And the car one, where the guy's in the car, and the guys are freaking out, he's all in slow-mo. That was pretty kick-ass.
They did some really good stuff with 3D. It felt more three-dimensional than a lot of 3D movies.
Did they go out of their way to make it 3D to where it'll be really shitty if you try and watch it in the normal theater?
No, they weren't that bad. There were a couple parts, like the incendiary rounds that they showed in the previews and the scene. And that is, he just fires a round off and it breaks into a whole bunch of pieces and just rockets towards someplace. I was hoping that would actually be a full-on view so you'd see them coming, like in a video game, like Vanquish.
Yeah.
They didn't do it because they felt like if it wasn't 3D, it wouldn't be as cool looking. And I actually appreciate that they didn't do it because of that.
It's kind
of
subtle 3D, to be honest with you, for the most part. I forgot that I was watching in 3D like halfway through.
Yeah, well, also the new 3D glasses nowadays fit so much more comfortably than the old ones.
The old plastic
over your
cardboard.
They fit over any pair of glasses, which is great, and they're fantastic. But the movie, I mean, you know, I used to read Judge Dredd, and you didn't.
No, and I was talking to Chuck from Elseworlds, and I was like, so, here's my thing. I was like, me and the girl felt like it was very...
dry.
Two-dimensional.
Yeah.
But it was a really, really kick-ass set piece for Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like an 80s action flick that's a lot grittier than normal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really gritty movie. They managed to really pull off the Judge Dredd outfit and actually make it look really cool.
Yeah,
not that it wasn't
it
cool in the old
shitty
movie, but it didn't look as...
Well, he wasn't just wearing straight-up spandex tights.
Right.
Because that's all Stallone had on, which is spandex tights with the big body armor piece and the helmet. I am the law!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just say it looked kind of goofy. It looks goofy now.
Yeah.
And everything looked very plastic. And what they did is they melded like a lot of 80s, like...
Well, it's like 70s,
like
80s.
Like 70s, 80s cars mixed with something very futuristic.
Yeah. Well, not even the cars, but just the styles.
Yeah.
So it was very 70s, some 80s. And it's like when they're inside of Peachtree's, which is the apartment building, the city, because it's all like these little cities. Are in
this
giant building.
It's almost like boroughs, basically.
Yeah, and each building is considered a city in itself, and they have their own, like, med ward, their own theaters, all that stuff, and grocery stores. But it was very, it reminded me a lot of something like, almost Deus Ex, sort of in a way, where you just got this nice hodgepodge of just different shit all around. Almost Blade Runner-ish when they go into the Tokyo districts and they have like all the Asian signs around with all the restaurants and stores.
Stylistically, it was really well done.
Oh yeah, very well done.
And then the action scenes were way over the top.
Yeah, some were pretty cool. Some were actually really mellow and mild because it was just supposed to be a quick kill thing. It was good. But being a reader of Judge Dredd, it's about what I expected it to be, and I'm glad they didn't try and make it something it wasn't.
It's very black and white.
Yeah, it's always been just a very cut dry, very cheesy kind of comic, and I always liked it though because it was just a cool thing, and I like what they did with the movie. It has that just right amount of cheesiness, and even the dialogue is kind of that way too. Like the end of the movie is very cheesy, but it fits with what you would
expect. Did they ever input the line "I knew you'd say that"?
No, I think they might have actually. No, they didn't. No.
Damn it. That's just depressing.
Yeah.
You won't be depressed after you watch it.
No, they did a really good job. And it's got some funny stuff in it. It's pretty funny here and there. And it definitely wasn't Stallone's Judge Dredd, which made me happy.
No, they made Carl Urban really badass.
Yeah, Carl Urban.
Like, he had that scowl down.
Well, I was happy they cast him to do it because I like Carl Urban. And they didn't have
what he and Xena?
Deuce Bigalow come back because he was in. He was in the original Judge Dredd with Stallone.
Rider.
Rob Schreider. He was in there.
The spaghetti machine or whatever?
Yeah, so I'm glad they didn't have that shit. And they didn't have, like, a full-out, like, 90s rock soundtrack. It was just really cool noise industrial music, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which fit really fucking well. And, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I like Demolition Man. You know, that's a good
movie. I do, too. That movie kicks ass.
Yeah, fucking Dennis Leary, fucking... Snipes. Yeah, Wesley Snipes, Stallone. It was a good fucking movie.
That's the one where they have sex with the thing on their heads?
Yeah, with the thing on their heads, yeah. It's
the old Nintendo VR
thing. Yeah. Sandra Bullock. But anyways. And now those two movies, which came out about the same time, Judge Dredd and Demolition Man. I like Demolition Man way better because Judge Dredd just came off as, like, really shitty, like, campy crap, you know. And trying to make Judge Dredd more mainstream. And it leads me to think about RoboCop, because I've seen the new RoboCop outfit, and it's all black, and it's a lot more slick.
It's like Batman.
Yeah, it's a lot more streamlined and fits to the body. And it looked kind of cool, and to be honest, I was kind of pissy about them remaking a lot of these 90s movies that they had done 20 years later. I'm just like, why are you remaking this shit?
Well, they're not got any good ideas, but...
Yeah,
I'll watch RoboCop just to see.
Oh, yeah,
Hugh Laurie is.
Yeah,
I want to see all those crazy PSAs that they had in the original one.
They've done some on the website.
Who? Yeah,
if you go to RoboCop's website, they actually present it like it's the company that's making the OCP?
Yeah,
so it's worth checking out, and the website's pretty nice too. They did a really good job on that. But no, it's like after watching Judge Dredd, though, I'm kind of anticipating some of these remakes they are doing, because I think they'll fix a lot of the shit that they messed up back in the 90s. So, RoboCop is a great fucking movie.
Yeah, but the follow-ups...
The follow-ups sucked. I prefer the unrated version of RoboCop, the actual...
That's a really gritty movie.
Yeah, it's a really gritty one, yeah, and that's why I liked it so much. So I'm wondering if they're going to go that route with this new one, or if they're going to aim for a PG-13...
Just I want to go, it's got to be R.
I want to see an R.
Yeah. It's a violent as hell movie.
I want to see a non-rated version of it. I don't want it to be like Live Free Die Hard, where they put out, I think, they put out a PG-13 version for summer to get people in, but then they said, but the one we're going to put on DVD is not rated. I'm like, fuck that. If I'm going to pay to watch a movie and there's a not rated version of it, I want to see that on the big screen. I don't want to see the fucking kiddie version you made just to get more box office sales. It's Die Hard, you're gonna get the fucking sales. Yep. The new Die Hard that's coming out, Die Hard 5, they're doing another one.
Oh wow.
It's gonna have John McClane's son.
What did they call that one though?
No, I can't remember what it's supposed to be called.
Something that's really,
it's really cheesy.
Funny.
Yeah,
Die Harder?
No, that was part two. But there was Die Hard, Die Harder, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free, Die Hard, and now there's this fifth one that's coming out. And in this one, once again, fucking Hans Gruber's son comes this time, and I'm like, the Gruber family, get rid of them.
Wasn't Hans?
Hans Gruber was Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
And then Jeremy Irons played his brother in the third one.
Okay, it's called A Good Day to Die Hard.
That's it.
Which is really fucking funny to me.
Yeah, that is funny, because that's like a Viagra commercial. Yeah. But they kidnap, I think, John McClane's son, who's supposed to be maybe as much of a badass as he is. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure how they're going to go that route, but John McClane goes after him, and I'm just like, you know...
Is it going to be his son or his daughter?
Because it's supposed to be
his daughter was in the last
one. I know, but he actually had two kids in the originals.
Okay.
That Holly, oh, that was his wife's name, Holly Gennaro, that she had. And they already did one with his daughter, so I think they're going to focus on the son now, because he's somewhere else. But I just really wish they would just stop using the Gruber family.
Are they bringing, who was in the last one? Was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt that was in it?
It was Justin Long.
Justin Long. Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to bother. I haven't seen him mentioned yet.
Patrick Stewart's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's rumored to be in it, whatever.
And I'm just kind of like, I really like Timothy Olyphant. I really did not like him in Live Free, Die Hard. Because he's a good actor, and I just didn't really like that movie with him. So.
Wasn't he on Hitman?
Yeah, unfortunately. The movie that should never... Well, wait 20 years, they'll remake that one too. So maybe they'll actually get... They'll probably... clone Jason Statham and raise him to the age of 25 just to have him be, because that's who they should have cast, in my opinion. They should have gotten Jason Statham to play Hitman.
Yeah, he could have done that. He could have fit the bill a little bit better.
He had a raspier voice with a British accent, but I've heard him do an American one and it sounds just fine. And he looks the fucking part in a, like, Transporter.
Yeah.
Looks like fucking Hitman. He's just missing the fucking barcode. And he's a badass anyways. I heard he's a total prick.
So, Hugh Laurie's not going to be in RoboCop. Michael Keaton replaced him.
Michael Keaton?
Yep.
That might actually be cool. But I
wish it would have been awesome with Hugh Laurie, too.
Why did he back out? Because he was initially announced to be...
They couldn't come to a deal until they got Michael Keaton now.
Well, I guess after doing House for all this time, he's probably demanding a lot of money.
Well, he's pretty awesome.
Gary Oldman's going to be in it.
Gary Oldman and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Damn.
As Nick Fury, once again. This is the lost adventure that they never got. Murphy. Anyway, but yeah, so we went to go see Joe. What else did you do, Justin?
Just play a lot of games.
Like what?
I'm just saying that on purpose. Since it's been one of those kind of casts. I completely blanked out, though, when it was playing on Xbox. What was it playing on Xbox? Oh, Resident Evil. Yeah, that's right. Resident Evil 6.
How far are you now?
Almost the last campaign.
Almost there?
Okay. Won't spoil the what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But how long is the fourth campaign?
About as long as the others. About 5-6 hours.
Right on.
Yeah, so it comes out to be about a 24-hour game.
So for me, playing that, I mean, I've been trying to power through it, and I haven't had nearly as much time off as a lot of people, but... I went and played all day Friday trying to get through it and didn't quite make it. I made it all the way through Chris's story.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes Leon, Chris, and then Jake.
Yeah.
Or you can play it in any order you want. But partway through Chris's story, I started to kind of get bored and I got a little bit upset with it. I was like, man, I don't know how I feel about this. And then by about chapter 3, it really picks up.
Yeah, I told you to wait because it's just all BS in the beginning.
And when it first starts off, it's very much... a Resident Evil 5 like open-ended in daylight, you know, kind of story, and then you're going to get into the city.
Yeah.
To get into the city, it starts to get a little bit more crazy, and then it really picks up. It really, really picks up and it's something really good by Chapter 4.
Yeah.
So Chapter 4 and 5 and the Chris story were actually fantastic. Mm. Got to the Jake story. I'm on Chapter 5 right now, the Jake story.
Mm.
Liking that one actually really well.
Yeah, that was the first one. I played Jake, and then Leon, and then Chris. And Jake's story I really liked a lot. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm playing... What's the sidekick's name?
Sherry Birkin. She's from Resident Evil 2.
From 2, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been playing as Sherry. Just wanted to see what her melee moves is. She has, like, a stun rod.
Mm-hmm.
And the stun rod moves are really cool. The melee in that game is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty well done.
And I really like using her stun rod, so that's how I've been making it through most of the levels, except for the stuff I can't kill easily.
Yeah.
And tried that out. Tried in agent hunt mode. I ran into some bullshit with running into people playing on easy.
Yeah.
They killed me in like 3 shots. That wasn't fun, so I played it on hard. Finally ran into some games that were actually really fun to where I could actually kill the agent or kill the guys a little bit.
Yeah, that's the bitch part is that, for those of you who weren't here with us last week, agent hunt mode... is basically you can invade other players' games as a zombie or as an undead and infected. And the agenda, so the purpose is just to go in there, it'll match you with some random person at some key point in their story, and you go in and just try and kill them. And it's pretty fucking awesome. It's fun.
Yeah, especially when you're playing the Wavo and you start mutating different things like the crazy appendages.
And you want them to kind of shoot you sometimes, because if they'll blow off a certain limb, like, you'll grow your arm back, or if they blow your head off even, sometimes you'll actually...
You blow up in this huge-ass mouth thing, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, which is fun. So it's like, it's kind of like you get a second life, you know? You only live once.
But, no, it's... So far, I mean, if I'm going to rate this overall in the Resident Evil series... I think I'm still going to go with the new series, and I still say out of the new series, 4 is probably my favorite, because that game is hard as hell and really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then this one, and then 5. I don't really know why people trash on 5, because me and you have had a lot of fun playing 5.
I really enjoyed 5.
Yeah.
It's very much an action horror game, and I've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, I mean, the things that irritate me somewhat is just some of the story progression is a little weird, but they've melded it together fairly well.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of feels like when me and you were talking about this weekend, and you were like, well, they're kind of trying to wrap up everything once the last Resident Evil game on this console life, you know?
No, that's why I think is they're...
Maybe they're trying to take a completely different direction.
Yeah, the reason they went this way is not so much that they're going to go in this direction permanently. This is basically they wanted to get, I think they want to get Chris, Leon, and Jake introduced, but they want to get Chris, Leon, and Jake's stories to a point where now it's kind of an open field. They can go anywhere they want now, so they can take it to the next level, as well as introduce Sherry Birkin back into the story, and Helena, and
Pierce.
And Piers, and as well as bringing the fourth campaign, which I'm not going to say who it is, but bring that one in and answer a lot of questions that have been around for Resident Evil fans for quite a while with that one. So, and also with the way that ends, kind of leaves a complete open fucking slate for whatever. And that's why I think they're doing this. So, and it worked.
I think one of the things that I found that made the game a lot more fun to me. Mm-hmm. Originally, it just has dot sights, and I'm not a big fan of just the dot sights, so I have a hard time knowing where it is. So I switched to laser sights, now I know exactly where I'm hitting everything now.
Yeah, you can actually customize the laser sight, you can change the color of it if you want as well, which is kind of handy when you're going up against certain enemy types, because your laser sight will be the same color as your skin, so you can't see it, so now you can make it bright fucking green.
Yeah, green's what I defaulted to, because I knew I'd be able to see it in every environment. So.
Yeah, and it works pretty good. As for the stories... Because I beat the game this last weekend. And
maybe like Sunday or something? Game.
Saturday.
That's right, because I was talking to Nip as I was playing it.
Yeah. And I was beating it in preparation for a new game that was coming out. And that fourth campaign, it's like you've got Jake who introduces a new story and brings back an old character, which is Sherry. And then you've got Leon, who brings back in, everybody loves Leon. He's a badass Boy Scout. Right. And, you know, they bring Helena into that. And then they've got Chris, who everybody loves as well, who's, it seems really like Chris is the real main story. And
Chris's
others,
campaign is fucking badass.
Yeah, yeah. And when you get to the end, it's pretty fucking badass for the last, like, three chapters of it. But his is kind of like the real story. Leon has his element to it, but Chris is definitely time frame wise. It's not bad for where it is on the actual date calendar is, I think, the longest running one. Like, it spans from this day to this day. So his is the beginning, and his is also the end. Everybody else's takes place in starting between moments of his mission. So playing it, I played it Jake, Leon, and then Chris. And I liked the way that story kind of unfolded because it kept a lot of things from me. And it was kind of like some nice discovery moments here and there. Playing it any other way would give away too much, because there's a few people and there's a person in Jake's story that you don't see right off the bat.
Right.
And you sit there and you wonder for the next 5-6 hours, is that who I think it is? And you get to somebody else's campaign and you realize, oh, that probably was that person. Then you finally find out for damn sure, oh, that was. So it's kind of a cool little momentum, you know, playing up to it, and it was a really nice surprise. And then the fourth campaign, no matter what you do, the fourth campaign kind of is the behind the scenes of everything that's been going on. What's this? Why did this happen? So for once, they kind of answer all your questions for this one little incident, which I did enjoy. And it not only tells you what happened, but also leaves it open for just about anything. So
trying to look at it as objectively as I can, I took all the story bits. Now, I haven't seen anything other than the gameplay for the fourth story.
Yeah.
But taking that all together, I'd probably give Leon's story a 5, because it is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's very retro Resident Evil, because it's a lot of zombies, more zombies than you face in some of the other games.
Yeah.
And also, the starting area where you're in is very reminiscent of Raccoon City and all that, so.
Well, looking at it as objectively as I can, I went 5, 5, 3, 4, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that put me at 16 divided by 4, puts me at an 80.
Yeah.
Or an R is a 4 out of 5, and for me, that seems fair, because there's a few other minor gripes I have with it not being
as fluid.
Yeah, as fluid. I mean, game manual is another thing that kind of pisses me off with a lot of games.
Yeah.
It wasn't really any game-breaking bugs. I mean, it was really more or less ready to go right out of the box. Some of the quick time events are a little bit annoying sometimes.
So some are really fucking fast, and that kind of gets annoying because, I mean, you'll be doing something
You saw me pretty much almost break my controller a couple times.
Yeah, but you'll be like really engrossed in something, and all of a sudden it's like, hit red trigger, and then as soon as you notice it, boom, it's too late, you're dead, so you have to anticipate it. Luckily, it spawns you, like, right before it happens, but if you're trying to go for, like, a perfect with no deaths, it kind of pisses you off. I know that on easy mode, it completely bypasses all quick time events, but that's not going to get you any achievements. So.
But overall, I mean, it's been a fairly decent game. I think, just being fair with it, I would definitely go with a 4 out of 5 instead of a 2 out of 5 or 40%. And it's not anywhere near as shitty as people are giving it hell for.
Yeah. Well,
and I want to say something about last week. I got a little bit of hell about how I was talking about other reviewers. And I think what I wanted to say more so than anything else is just seeing all the smear stories.
Yeah.
And all the blatant comparisons to things like Gears of War and things like that wasn't fair. I think trying to compare it to a game that hasn't existed for 12 years isn't fair.
Yeah.
I think that the series as a whole has gone a completely different direction. And so rating it on its own merits, I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
No, it's not survival horror. I mean, sometimes it is. It's really just an action horror game. There's not a whole lot of oh shit moments as far as like being scary, but there are some really epic boss fights.
Yeah, there's some pretty fun ones.
There's some really, really, really fun elements just with the whole running and gunning kind of stuff. On top of even the cover-based stuff is fairly fun. Yeah. So, but the most fun so far I've had has been playing with others. I can't harp on that enough.
Well, on normal mode, I'm not going to harp on this too much, but on normal mode, I never died once during pretty much any boss fight. They weren't as aggressive as they
have
been.
A couple of boss fights, like I was wondering what
what to do.
Yeah.
Well,
it took me a second to realize what it was. You know?
Yeah, but it's like those boss fights, the only time I ever died during a boss fight was because of a quick time event that distracted me, because something was going on, I'm really paying attention really hard to the screen, all of a sudden it goes to a cinematic, I'm like, what the fuck, and all of a sudden a quick time event, I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, that pissed me off, but never during an actual fight did I die. And I was like, and this is on normal mode, I'll have to actually go into professional mode to really make a decision, because, you know, hard mode and the professional mode are usually pretty fucking chaotic.
Well, the normal mode was fairly difficult, though.
Yeah, but during boss fights, I'm used to the really...
I'm used to it being harder during boss fights. Yeah, it was actually, to me, harder during the regular stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's like, I'm used to this real insufferable son-of-a-bitch boss fights that, like when you're playing the Ganado on Resident Evil 4, the big motherfucker that just comes barreling down after you. That guy sucked. He fucking sucked ass.
Well, I'm talking about, like, the crab dudes, the ones with the armor on their, like, front and their back.
Those.
And in this game, the ones that
the big giant guys, yeah, those guys are easy to take down. I never have a problem with them.
So by the time I'm running into them in the story, I've only leveled up one time.
Yeah,
and so I engage those guys, and I run out of all my shotgun ammo. I run out of all my pistol ammo. I run out of like all my sniper ammo, and I'm just fighting like three guys.
The first one I ran into, yeah, that was a big problem. I think it's because of the way I played the game. I ran into him a little bit earlier and got used to him. Just pull your shotgun out. One shot straight to the fucking face at close range will blast their armor off, and then you can just put like two or three more really good close range shotgun rounds into them right there, not anywhere else. You gotta aim for that soft spot and they will drop. You can shoot off their back as well and do the same thing, just keep circling around them and shoot them in the back, and it'll blow the plate right off. I can do it with a sniper rifle, but unfortunately with a sniper rifle it takes like three or four shots just to remove the armor, and then about six to actually drop them. So the shotgun's your best bet. It really is. So.
Well, I didn't know about that, but either way, I'm saying when I ran into it, I ran out of like pretty much almost all my ammo.
Yeah, the first time I ran into it was in a room.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, that sucked ass for me, like really bad because I fucking hated it, but you run into him later on. And that room, I think you're talking about, you start off with one, and then another one will show up.
Yeah, there's three of them.
Eventually, it gets to three unless you drop them really fast. And I dropped one, and so I had two. So I had one again, and then the other one spawned, so I had two. And that's where it got a little chaotic, and I just did a lot of fucking running. Just a lot of fucking running.
But, so, but wrapping that up, I mean, to be fair with the game, I'm not going to give... It's really hard for me to give anything a perfect score.
I got like a 4.5, but I've beaten the last campaign, so
yeah,
the story...
I'm going with probably a 4, but I mean, those are still good marks for a game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm still giving it a really decent B.
Yeah, plus there's a lot of room for DLC, which, if you look at Part 5, they had like, I think, 3 DLCs for that. So
if anybody ever jumps on and wants to play, if I'm on Xbox, you hit me up, I will play.
Cool.
Other than that, though, I have been playing another game that I'm enjoying the bejesus out of, that I cannot get enough of. I, in fact, stayed up till 3:30 this morning and just about overslept for work.
Yeah.
And that was XCOM. Mm-hmm. Enemy Unknown.
Yeah,
the reboot
of the original XCOM.
I gotta say, man, they've really done a number on that game. It's one of those. It's kind of hard to describe. So I talked about it a little bit last week, and the way that XCOM plays out is it starts off in a really long ass tutorial. In fact, the tutorial takes you about 2 hours. But don't think of it as
Is it actually action packed tutorial?
Yeah, it's not a tutorial. What it is, it just introduces new gameplay elements as you play missions.
So it's kind of like the Resident Evil 6 intro. When you first boot the game up, you're under attack and you're carrying somebody. You get attacked by a zombie. Then you gotta jump onto a bridge and fight through a horde of zombies.
Yeah, it introduces you like into how to build your base, like how to manage your resources, how to do different things. And so the way that it starts off is you've got a squad of guys, and your squad of guys you start off with a basic platoon. The basic platoon is guys armed with grenades, a pistol, assault rifle,
and cyanide.
And that's it.
Don't get taken alive.
So you discover the alien invasion and you go to town. And so it's a turn-based shooter. Or a turn-based strategy game. And what I mean by that is your guy is top-down isometric view starting off. And as you play the game, they'll cut... It's not really a cinematic. It's just it's kind of like... I don't know. It looks cinematic, but it's tailored to where you're at. Yeah. So, like, you'll tell your guy to go rush to cover. And so he goes and rushes cover. The camera zooms in, like, right over his shoulder with all this crazy motion blur and shit going on as he runs over to cover. And then it zooms back up to, like, top isometric third-person view. Mm-hmm. Which is really fucking cool. But, and it does that for all your kill shots and everything else. But, so every time you're like, it's a very cover based game. So you get in cover, you got either full cover or half cover, and that gives the enemy different percentages on hitting you. You'll see the percentage of hitting. And so as you're setting up your different shots and flanking and doing things like that, the aliens are doing the same thing to you. And it's turn based. I mean, it's basically got two turns you can do, move once and then shoot, or move twice. You get different abilities that unlock as you do that. So, like, as you level up from every mission, each of these guys gets different abilities. So now I got, like, a sniper, I got a heavy, I got a support, and then I got a, like, a full-on medic, and then I got a, like, squad commander. Now, as you go along, you pick up different materials from the aliens that you're killing. And so I've picked up different fragments. I raided a UFO. From the UFO, I got alien technology. So now I have this thing. It's, like, called a stun shot or something like that.
Yeah. It's basically stun people?
Yeah, it stuns aliens. That's the only way to capture them. So once you capture them, then you can start experimenting on them and start getting new, like, abilities and new things and learning.
Aren't you going to war with them because they were kidnapping you and probing you guys?
Well, it just basically starts off alien invasion, you know. And you start discovering new alien types or whatever, but the music's very Deus Ex, which is really fucking cool, like Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Yeah.
Parts of it almost sounded exactly like it, and so I kept thinking Deus Ex the whole time I'm playing it. But after you get done with the battle or whatever, it goes back to what I call the ant farm. The ant farm is you got a side view of your base underground. You add different levels to it. So, like, I add a laboratory, I'll add, like, a...
So it's like SimCity. Does that mean Sim Building, where you're building your...
Yeah, kind of, but you pull up Build View. You pull up Build View, you see, like, all the different sections that you can build in. And so you'll start excavating. So you set a project to excavate. And then you see, like, the bulldozers and everything.
Do you get,
like,
resources from excavating?
No, but you get resources from your mission. So every mission you get different resources. So, like, you'll help out a different country and they give you money. About you go and raid a UFO site, you get different resources from that.
Tech and everything,
And so that's kind of how the game goes. And every country's on a different level of alert. So the idea is to manage those countries because they each give you a little of something.
And if they're in, like, complete red alert, they can't give you as much?
They'll withdraw from the XCOM. So if they withdraw from the XCOM, then you don't have any resources from that country.
So the whole point is basically to micromanage these countries to make sure, well, go out and do missions in those countries to help bring their threat level down.
Right, but you don't necessarily get to pick. Yeah. So what you'll do is you start off with a single satellite, single spy satellite, scours the earth for different activity.
Yeah.
And then you'll pick a country to go help, and if you choose, you usually get 2 to 5 choices so far, or 2 to 3 for me so far. Whoever I forget, their alert or their panic level goes up.
Yeah.
And once they get up to 5, then they have potential of withdrawing. Mm-hmm. So at the end of every month, during the gameplay time, you go up for review, and based on what you've done and what missions you've done, and based on what countries withdraw from the XCOM. But all in all, the actual fighting looks really kick-ass when they do it. The tactics are really, really, really in depth, to be honest with you, because I'm like, do I want to blow them up? No, I don't want to blow them up because I'm going to have to be able to scavenge.
Yeah.
But these guys are really fucking tough. So I might go ahead and risk destroying some of the tech because I don't know who's going to die.
Yeah.
And all of your dudes are like extremely customizable, so you can customize their hair, their name, their race, their beards, helmets, everything. And you kind of get attached to them, and then they'll die, and then you got this like you know, hall of memory or, you know, whatever, memorial wall, and you're like, man, I can't believe that guy died like three missions ago, damn it.
And your guys level up too.
Yeah.
So
they're leveling up during the missions and everything else, and so you'll have a guy that you've had for like six missions that just dies on one of your missions, and he's no going back unless you save. So
he's like, John's, no.
Just like, yeah. Well, I have a Mexican dude that's got like he's Trejo, of course, but he's got the Trejo stash and everything else. He's my heavy, and Trejo's been leveling up for like 20 missions so far.
Justin has a band boner for Danny Trejo, by the way.
He's a badass motherfucking Mexican.
Yeah, yes.
You should watch Harold and Kumar's Christmas 3D special. He's in it.
War Machete.
Yeah, but you should
Machete.
Watch Harold and Kumar.
Machete's pretty cool.
No, I DVR'd Harold and Kumar's Christmas thing. You should
watch it. I've been planning on watching it.
It's really good.
But, yeah, man, XCOM has been fucking... It's been crack, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how late I stayed up last night. I was like, God damn it, just one more mission.
Mm-hmm.
It'll only take me 20 minutes. And I plan on doing that after we're done with the show.
Nice.
So, XCOM so far is fucking awesome.
Nice.
And it's made by Firaxis, same guys that made Civ 5.
Yeah.
So I got a free copy of Civ 5, and then I gave it out on our Facebook. So all the more reason to join on Facebook.
To Mr. Reanimated on Steam.
Yeah, to Reanimated Brian. On Steam, yeah. Brian. But, yeah, XCOM is coming highly recommended for me, and that's probably going to be investing most of my time into the next 2 days.
Nice. Well,
so,
Brian has got rid of his Xbox, so that's definitely a helper for him to keep entertained on his new PC he built. So,
well, if he gets a chance to pick up XCOM, man, that is the best $50 I've spent in a long time.
Yep.
I'm going to have a hard time not... I mean, it's not a perfect game, but I want to give it like a 98%.
Yeah.
I really like this game.
Nice.
So, anyways.
Well, what else have you been playing?
Jumped into Torchlight, but I haven't had enough time to give that a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And when I do, I'll be playing with some people I know.
Nice.
So, but anyways.
Anything else?
Nah.
Nope.
I've been talking a while.
What about you, Trent?
Well, what I've been doing is a lot of work. Been doing a bunch of work, and there's a conversation. Does he need to go to bed?
Well, I've got to be up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he's got to be up at 4.
So, you know. I may actually.
If you need to go to bed,
well, goodbye, Tiltcast listeners. Find me on Steam, Corvus Gravains, on...
I think we got you listed on that website
that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one website?
Do we have one?
Yeah, we do.
We do have one.
I think we do.
On the website.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways. Deuces.
Bye, Rex.
Oh.
Bye, everybody.
Don't poop on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yes,
if you do, remember it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Call us later.
I will call and scream through the phone.
Maybe you should take another shot.
Just for the road.
Yeah.
It'll keep you awake.
That's true.
Fuck that shit.
Anyway, been doing a lot of work. New projects coming in. We have some new logo designs for some company that, so far, the new logo kicks fucking ass. Does it not?
It does. The V1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fucking industrial. They were like, they're a company that cuts metal. And they're like, we want a very industrial looking logo. And I was like, well, that's good, because I was in some industrial band. I do a lot of industrial logos, and right now it looks like a fucking industrial.
It's kind of like I took that picture of that locust that was dead.
Yeah, not like that. No, they wanted a lot of brushed metal kind of patterns and stuff.
Oh yeah,
textures, and it's almost reminiscent of the BB Nation logo. To be honest with you, it's actually really reminiscent of that, but it looks really good. I've been doing that. Just working a whole bunch. I've been entered into the barrel race with Holly.
With me.
What's a barrel race?
Well,
it's a race with barrels.
Yeah.
Are you holding his legs up?
No, we're not doing those.
Danica. Oh. I think Danica and I have to do it together.
Yeah. It's you have to have two girls on your team of six. So it's going to be me and Jason if he can go, or me and Robert, or me and Daniel, whichever. But it's one hand only on the barrel for each person, and both of us have to roll the barrel It's a three-leg race. So it's relay, where she'll be at the end. And when I get there, her and Dan can take over. And then at that end, somebody else takes over and pushes it and see who can
Where's
do
this at?
Oktoberfest.
Yay!
So we signed up as a company, so we get to go into Oktoberfest for free. And we get to drink free beer the entire time that the race is going on. And
so you can just be chugging?
Yeah, I plan on it. I plan on actually being pretty shitty drunk by the time that we get to the race, so we might not win.
Hey, my man's drinking.
Well, it is Saturday, though.
I want to do this.
Yeah, it is Saturday.
You guys can. You guys can go against us.
Yeah, just sign up.
Okay.
Oh, no, you got to turn in by the 12th, so I think it's too late. Yeah.
No, it's not too late.
It's the 10th.
Okay, so you still got time. So you got to get your paperwork. And so just go to the Oktoberfest website and look for their events. It's on the... fucking shit. Which day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday is what we're doing. It's
yeah.
a Saturday
it's
at 3
it's
o'clock.
It's the 20th.
Yeah. So
we're fucked.
So look for events on Saturday the 20th. Well, you're going down there to represent your company, so they might let you go.
Well, yeah. I gotta go on like a Thursday or something.
No.
Thursday they don't have it.
Yeah, it's only on Saturday.
No, I get quote-unquote meal tickets.
Yeah.
As it was put to me.
Friday they're doing like a pint carrying.
Yeah, it's, you have to carry
like
four giant pints of beer to see how, if you can carry it, how quickly you can do it. So, you know, like the old, you know, barmaids
right.
carrying the giant beer. Yeah. It's those big steins of them. But anyways, so we're going to do that on Saturday the 20th at, I think it's the Sports Cafe setup where they're going to be doing it.
I just wonder how big these barrels are going to be.
They're going to be barrel size. They're like actual barrels.
Just normal, about this big around.
Probably about that big around barrels.
So you're talking about the 55-gallon barrels?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Probably your typical barrels. And they're going to be rounded, which is, and the reason why they're saying, you know, one hand each is because the way the barrels are set up, they're almost like wheels. If you put pressure on one side and not enough on the other, it loops and turns around. So that's why it's one-handed and that's why it's a race.
Well, see,
so.
I see this being very easy for me just because I won't have
it's
to lean
that
down that much.
I know,
well,
it
no,
is.
I mean...
yeah. It's not that
Danica,
easy.
Okay, being next to Danica might make it a little bit awkward.
Well, she's taller and she's going to be pushing harder.
Yeah.
So you guys need to work on it. You guys really need to.
I'm
going to
have
to
push
yourselves.
More than her.
Yeah, you guys need to time yourselves. So.
Yeah.
Just basically like let her do a lot of the pushing and you use your hand to hold but also push just to keep it from turning back.
Yeah.
So one of you really puts a lot of effort into it. But anyways, doing that, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Because we get in for free. And I'm going to go get some broth. So, what else have I been doing? Other than that, just, you know, playing my new game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your new game?
I beat Resident Evil 6, and Dishonored came out.
Yeah.
Which I've been waiting on for quite some time. Revenge is everything. And I've been playing that since Monday night at 11:30, and it's just awesomely badass.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty damn fun. I'm digging the shit out of it. The backstory, which we all knew from the previews, is that you play a guy named Corvo, who is the bodyguard to the High Empress and her daughter, Emily. And she is assassinated when you come home early. Sorry, when you come back early from a messaging mission. And you find out it was... you knew it was basically a inside job. Her own people wanted her killed so they could take over. But since you came back early, they blamed it on you and said that you killed her. So you're sentenced to execution. You're sprung free by a group to basically get revenge and to find Emily, the daughter. And so that's where the whole revenge thing kind of ties in. And that's pretty much what the game is. It's the two objectives. Find Emily and kill every motherfucker that pissed you off.
Okay.
So, and also to weaken the current leader so you can get to him. And so far, the game has not let down any of my high hopes I had. You got the great skill sets where you can do your blink, which lets you jump distances just by bing, and you can use it to climb up places. There's a lot of platforming involved in the game to get into areas. It's pretty kick-ass. There's also the possession one where you can possess rats, and then eventually you can possess humans and walk them to some place to get past guards, or you can take a guard, possess them, take them into a dark alley, back out of them, and then all of a sudden just slit his throat, which is pretty badass. Very bloody, because you just grab a guy and you lift his chin up and just right in the fucking neck and just blood squirts out. It's awesome. It reminds me a lot of like Bioshock with the design of
the
controls.
Powers.
Yeah, the powers and the controls remind me of Bioshock. Some of the design in the world reminds me of Bioshock. if it was above ground, like on the surface, meets Assassin's Creed, meets
Deus Ex.
Yeah, a little bit of Deus Ex, a little bit of even Fallout. Yeah, because this is Bethesda, and you know they're the producers.
Well, but
Arkane made it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say if they made it.
But it has a lot of the same stuff you find in crap like Morrowind, the Elder Scrolls. There's a fuck ton of books everywhere. You gain a lot of backstory from the books. You know, you walk into pretty much any room, there's at least like two books that you can read, and they do have a lot of backstory in them. But you're also scavenging. You're finding like copper wire, all kinds of crap that you can use to make a weapon, or you can upgrade your weapons. Brad Dourif, who played Chucky in the Child's Play movies, he did the voice for him. He's in the game, and he's actually the guy that upgrades all your shit for you. And he does great voice acting as always. Trying to think. Which part was I on? Oh yeah, I was at the Masquerade Ball. So I'll just go into one of my old missions I already ran to kind of describe the game. There's a lot of Hitman kind of element in some of them, where in this one I was supposed to go to a Masquerade Ball and blend in, but you have to sneak in, so you gotta do a lot of stealth beforehand, and there's different ways you can get in. Luckily I found an invitation and just walked up. Once you're in there, there's these... Your target is basically blended in with a bunch of people. You have to figure out which one it is. Yeah, by talking to people. But if you talk to too many people, they're all aristocrats, so they don't like being bothered. And one of the assholes was like, I don't think you're supposed to be here. And so he starts following you around, and he goes off and tells one of the guards to check out who I am, and then the guard will kick me out. So yeah, I reloaded and said, fuck talking to people. I'm just going to sneak upstairs and find out, find clues. And that's whenever Holly came over. And you were watching me sneak around the house and
killing
people and possessing people and stuff. And
so, overall, though, I mean, has it lived up to your expectations?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's insanely awesome. The story's awesome as hell. Dead people everywhere. Plague victims. All kinds of cool shit. Possession skills, all that.
You didn't really mention this before, but the city design was designed by the people who did the city from Half-Life.
Yeah.
Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Does it feel very much
there
like...
There are areas that remind me of City 17.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have the roadblocks that are set up where it's just these gigantic metal walls that come down the street and block it off, which is very Half-Life 2 reminiscent. But it's like something that what wasn't really in Half-Life 2 is the ability to traverse different routes to get where you want, because Half-Life is a very straightforward, we're going to lead you in a path kind of game.
Right.
And sometimes it'll be big area, sometimes it'll be small. This one's more, you can kind of go, you know, multiple different paths of how you want to go. You have side missions, how you handle those side missions affect the story a lot. If you go into an area and you kill a bunch of people on your mission, then whenever you come back, security's beefed up quite a bit. There'll be a lot more guards this time. So it kind of favors being stealthy as opposed to being stealthy and killing. Just being stealthy and not killing or even attacking anybody is what they kind of favor you to do. On top of that, it's like every mission you go on, somebody will come up to you and say, hey, you know, I want you to do this while you're there. And one of them was, I was asked to poison an elixir thing, a black market elixir, which is used to prevent the plague. Somebody wants you to poison it because they're like, nothing but assholes use it. They're all piece of shit scumbags. So you go down there to do it. I went down to do it, and I found a book that tells you the people who buy it. And just regular people, you know, in the city who are poor, don't have a whole lot of money, and then you're kind of stuck with this moral question of, well, there's a lot of assholes that use this thing, but then apparently there's a lot of just people trying to get by. So, what do? I don't want to piss this person off back at my home base, because it's just a side mission, but I think if I do it, she'll trust me more and explain stuff. So, I did it. I felt bad afterwards, but I did it. And you can also find empty vials in that room and hook them up to the machine and get your own elixir before you poison it, so you'll have health potion, which is nice. It runs off mana to do your special abilities. What I like about this is it actually replenishes not the whole mana bar over time. Each time you use a magic skill, it'll go down a whole bunch and then start to refill, just, you know, back up to where it was, minus a little bit. So as long as you pace yourself, you can actually get quite a bit out of your magic before you actually have to use something, you know, which is kind of nice. You know, most games you just let it sit there and refill after a while, which kind of, yeah. I kind of like this because it makes you be a little more sparing. So.
Right on. So.
Yeah.
Skills. Definite recommendation so far, right?
Yeah. And skills are upgradable, which is nice. So. I don't know. I've actually gotten to, like, with my possession, I'm already level 2. I don't know if I can go any further than that. For the looks of it, no. But maybe it'll unlock as the game goes on and let me go to be able to possess other things. So. But, yeah.
Right on.
Highly recommend it.
It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, alright. I guess we can move on. I guess we can do the question.
We can do the question from last week?
Yeah. So our question last week was, what are your thoughts on Resident Evil 6? And we did have a few people comment.
So, out of the comments we got, Travis, he says, well, I haven't played it yet. My 13-year-old brothers tell me it's freaking awesome. Such a beast game and best RE game since 4, so who knows? No, 13. But I liked it. Nimp says, I'm still on the fence, but I'm disappointed. The fact there's no manual at all is still a big problem. At least put it in the game so you can read it. Split screen is a hot mess. It divides the screen into a quarter, even if there are only 2 players. Didn't see any option to fix this. It did that in 5 as well, which just kind of sucked. Yeah, it was pretty stupid. The only good thing you can say about it is that it has God mode on it as well as infinite ammo. Seems like the AI was just an afterthought. That said, though, it is a great-looking game. Not worth 60 to me, but at least Capcom is finally updating Resident Evil. Let's see. I gotta pull up another one.
See, I haven't really had too much difficulty with the AI, but I don't really depend on them a whole lot, so...
I have one more. Somewhere. There we go. Dave D says, I love the game so far. While the game has evolved from survival horror to action horror, they have really surprised me with lighting, to some extent, camera angles. I haven't finished Leon's campaign yet. So far, I like this a lot more than RE5. Storyline is intriguing so far. So, after that, the only thing I have are emails, which has nothing to do with this.
Do we have anything on... Was that mine?
I didn't know you posted it.
Oh, yeah. I posted on everything.
Yeah, she usually posts on hers as well.
I post mine, and then R2... pages.
Yeah, so what's up, Casey? We got time to fill here. So.
Hey, the last game that I was playing, I actually just remembered it took me the entire freaking time to remember it, but it was...
Rock Band?
No, it was actually not Rock Band this time. And it wasn't Modern Warfare 3. It was...
Was it Mag?
Yeah. No. I know it wasn't Modern Warfare 3 because I didn't get some message or a text message saying, hey, do you want to play it? Oh, never mind.
Oh, that's... That's so it was, I forget the name of it, which is probably crappy, but you guys, I'm sure, know the name of it. It was a Kinect game, and it's a zombie game, where...
That Rise of Nightmares?
Yeah, Rise of Nightmares.
Yeah, and, probably has an opinion on that game.
It's, you have to drink to play the game.
See, I played it sober, and it was terrible.
Walk forward
Yeah, you have to, like, step forward, and it walks forward, but then, like, you get tired of it, and you're, like, you're drinking the entire time, because you're supposed to be fighting, but one hand, we say, screw it, we're just drinking.
Yeah.
And then you get tired of leaning forward, so you just stop and put your hand up in the air, and it does auto walk for you.
Yeah.
But then you get to the part where the only fun part really is when you have a massive group of zombies, or whatever the hell these things are, and there's this part where this lady screams, and so you have to walk around and you have your hands over your ears, so you look like a retard from behind.
Yeah.
Because you're playing this game, your hands over your ears, but then you have to walk forward, and then you start kicking. So I imagine you're stuck on one foot, you're covering your ears, and you're just kicking everywhere you go.
Jeez.
So it's really a game that you have to play when you're drinking.
By yourself.
Well, you play it with like 2 or 3 people, and you trade off every time you die, and you drink the entire time. That's the only way that it's really fun.
So we need to loan you some real video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I am...
Or me.
Well, I have the Blockbuster at home service, and I'm waiting on a couple of games, but... The one I'm really waiting for is one we all were just talking about, is Dishonored.
No, it's badass.
I won't get it until January 22nd.
It's just...
Sad.
Yeah. That's a, just hit Redbox up here, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll have it probably here about a week or so.
Probably.
Yeah. It's so, actually worth buying, in my opinion. So.
After I get through my list of stuff, that's my next one. Bob says, I think I want to buy it and play it. My wife seems to think diapers are more important.
Which game?
Resident Evil 6.
Okay.
Jessica says, I want to get it. Demo is really good, but I've got seven other games to finish before I think about getting a new one.
You just call her Ozzy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. And then the rest of this conversation is about Dishonored. So, anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Who was talking about Dishonored?
Ozzy, Travis, and Andrew. All
right.
So everybody seems to like Dishonored.
I told you guys it'd be a badass game. And I'm happy.
So anyways.
Awesome. So, email.
We do have email from Mr. Ian. And let's see here. It says, to the nasty one, the Trinilope, Drunk Rex, and that sleepy fuck, the Holly Badger. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as funny as the office's questions, but here it goes. If your name was a sexual position, then what would it be? I.e., a Dirty Sanchez, or in your case, Justin, the Nasty Noss. Or the kids, what kind of sandwich would you be in your name?
Teabagging. Yeah. That would be mine.
Mine would be the Vadger Badger.
Yeah.
The Vadger Badger?
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly it would be, though.
It's where you just belligerently badger a vagina. I don't know.
All right.
Does it growl?
You badger someone's, face with your vagina. You just sit there and walk around on top of them. Yeah. That's what you do.
And you pass out midway, and then you wake up and continue.
You bury their face
like,
in your
like
vagina.
The honey badger.
You bury their face in your vagina, and you queef till they pass out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is Casey's the crisscross?
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound that bad, though.
That's,
that
well,
just
no,
sounds
it
like,
is, because that's where one kind of guy reaches down with his right hand, the other guy reaches down with his left hand.
Or it just, sounds like
off.
Scissoring.
We all know that he doesn't have a penis. So.
It's a crisscross. So it's the crisscross will make you come.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
That's what the crisscross is.
Oh.
Because when you look up from above, it looks like it's like an X.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's terrible.
Yeah. We can just call it the Casey for right now. But yeah.
Oh yeah. It's just.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, God.
I was trying to think of a parody off of like Casey at Bat or something. I was failing miserably, so.
Yeah.
In your own head.
Yeah. That's what's sad is I didn't even say anything and I was already failing.
Oh, you could be like, oh my god, I don't know.
What do you come up with for Casey?
Cross trainer, if you're banging a virgin. I don't know.
Cross trainer?
I'll roll with that one. I mean,
Casey can roll the cross trainer.
Because he likes to bang virgins, so there we go. So.
Cross trainer?
It's better than crisscross beating two guys off.
No, it's two guys beating each other off.
Either way, guys are
eating each other.
Just
their
arms are crossed.
You're not
yeah.
skiing.
Yeah, you're not skiing or drinking dragon's blood. You're crisscrossing.
Drinking dragon's blood.
Yeah. Yeah. You could call it the cross country tour. That's
what
it is. Yeah, the cross country tour. It's like Casey and his steel band cross country tour. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still going with Teabag.
I don't want to be associated with that song. Especially if we're doing like crisscross beating guys off and you're playing that. No, I don't want to know.
Like, y'all got my wieners in your hands.
You got a pretty bag.
That's funny is you don't actually play the banjo, you just make that sound when you come. You're like, yeah.
The batter matters.
Yeah. God. That's just actually, you know, the crisscross can also be called the crossed lovers. Like,
yeah,
like the star-crossed lovers. Yeah, yeah. That's, but it's still two guys beating each other off.
Damn it!
Yeah.
So if we're gonna go non-dirty, what kind of sandwich would you be?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, what kind of sandwich?
Can you integrate your name with?
Oh, so I have to
somehow incorporate your name into a sandwich.
Oh, Dagwood. I don't fucking know. What the hell?
I don't know how to do the sandwich.
If it's not dirty, we don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But what about a Trent on rye, like a tuna on rye?
A Trent on rye?
Yeah. I really like bagels and lox, so I mean that's like one of I love that. That's one of my favorites, with a little bit of salmon and some cream cheese bacon. Some cream cheese and bagels. Those are good.
I guess I could go with like cross bread. I mean, it talks to the bread, and the other one would be freaking like, you know, some sort of crossbred animal, and that's
I'm redneck crossbred with a mountain man.
I'm terrible at this.
Any better, sorry.
Yeah, you're not making it better at all.
I'm crossbred.
Yeah,
I think we're starting off the episode that way.
So you're jacking guys off, and you're a crossbred.
Yep.
Now, what about a cross-eyed facial? That's another one. That's when you have two heads side by side and your dick just goes over both. That's a cross-eyed facial. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like that one.
I should have these questions like a couple days ahead of time so I can think about them.
Casey is a Royal Cross Club sandwich.
Royal Cross. What are we going to do with Holly?
Holly is
a honey badger on rye?
Yeah, a honey badger on rye. No. It has to be like honey wheat. It's not like honey wheat bread. Like,
honey buns?
It's a honey badger. It's a. She's a Cinnabon. That's what she is.
I'm alright with that. Cinnabons are awesome.
Yeah.
Could be like a pretzel. Like a cinnamon pretzel.
So. You want to be a cinnamon pretzel?
I want to be a cinnamon.
If I was a cookie, I'd be a snickerdoodle. I had to do the gay laugh at the end. But I'm a snickerdoodle. Yeah. I have an egg cookie. Just... thrown into fucking sugar and fucking cinnamon.
What kind of cookie would I be?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I can do with my last name.
You'd be a wooden cookie.
A wooden cookie?
Yeah.
I'd be a wooden cookie?
Yeah, like a wooden
or
nickel.
Or him.
Like a wooden nickel. No,
I would be a fake cookie? Why the fuck
would I be a fake
cookie?
You'd be a cock-teasing cookie. Because you buy this great cookie and you take it home, you're going to eat it and it just crumbles as you're trying to eat it.
I'm one of those fake cookies that people have in their house, like in their kitchen, that's
and
just for display.
And they're like,
oh man, a cookie. And then they're like, it's fucking plastic.
Kind of like the fake sushi where you have a party and everybody gets drunk and you come out and somebody's trying to eat the fucking wax shrimp.
Yep.
And you're just like, dude, that's a candle.
Or the party that he's gonna have where he's got that shit just laying around his house and people are gonna take shots of it without knowing.
That's
and they're gonna have a really bad time.
I would love
and
to
it's
see
gonna,
that.
And it's gonna be fucking funny and I'm gonna laugh in their face.
I'll just have to set up a camera that's like trained on the bottles and just start watching people make drinks.
No, I'm just gonna watch. No, like you literally need to set up shots throughout your house because you know people are gonna get drunk and they're gonna be like, oh, a
dude,
fucking shot.
No, okay, I want
smells like alcohol, and then they take it, and it's just
when
fucking
I drink,
awful
I'm,
night.
When I drink and get drunk, I'm a drinker from there on for the rest of the night, and I would not pick up just a random shot laying around, like in the bathroom or in the hallway. I'm gonna be like,
a lot of douchebags will though, and that's what
it's
for.
Not like, ooh, a piece of candy. You know,
it's for the douchebags that are willing to pick up some random.
Put a little
shot.
Sign out that says "free shot."
Thunder chicken.
If you've lost your way. Free shot.
Yeah? You can call it a cross shot. And here's the kicker to it. Sounds great. You're really looking forward to it. And as soon as you do it, it's just disappointing.
That's where you get... It's like jumping two guys on a skateboard. But instead, you're blowing your load over two guys. It's a cross shot.
Cross their bare backs.
Yeah.
Oh. So what about cookies?
What's a crossfade?
What kind of cookies?
That's
after 2 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
What kind of cookie food?
I call you a cocktease cookie because that's just a funny one. People buy you, they take you home, and before they can even get you out of the package, they're trying to open it, and you just crumble to pieces. You're like a Walgreens cookie. So,
aww.
Yeah, cheap and tawdry.
Thanks. So, what are they?
He's a pedo bear cookie.
Why not a pedo bear cookie?
No, I just think it'd be funny to see a cookie in the shape of a pedo bear. I just want to say it.
You're a cookie coated in
what?
Roofies.
Wow.
Fuck off.
Can I just be a sugar cookie? Could that be like?
How do you get roofies from me, Holly?
You're pretty white.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Not sure.
Let me see. Casey would probably be a. He's a no-bake cookie. No, Justin's a no-bake cookie.
Justin's a no-bake cookie.
Yeah, he's definitely a no-bake cookie. which I fucking hate those.
I love those.
Not the ones that Elaine makes. Those things are fucking disgusting.
Oh my god. No, she doesn't make no-bakes. Or I haven't tried her no-bakes. Anytime she actually has cookies,
though. She makes wheat cookies. That's why.
They're terrible.
They're wheat with no sugar.
That's
horrible.
Yeah,
I don't like them because they've got a lot of chocolate in them.
That's like hard bread.
Yeah, but it's
no
sugar.
No flavor.
It's sugar-free chocolate.
No, well, I don't like chocolate chip cookies anyway because I don't really like chocolate that much.
You're not
but
American.
Hers have a lot of chocolate. Chocolate makes me sick.
Well, the worst part is like I said,
it really upsets
chocolate.
My stomach and stuff.
So
I can't
have
eat a lot
no
of chocolate.
Wow.
Taste to them. Not to mention it's wheat, which I don't mind eating. Like, I use wheat spaghetti. You know, I love wheat. I use wheat bread when I make pizza. I don't use wheat when I make cookies. Sorry, that's not what you do.
Drink wheatgrass shots either, though.
Yeah, I fucking hate wheatgrass. That's the nastiest shit in the world.
The best no-bake stuff ever is Jell-O no-bake cheesecake.
Yeah.
That shit is delicious.
Yeah. Let's see, what kind of cookie would I be in? I'd be a Halloween cookie. One of those just
something
sugar
muddy
cookie.
And falling all
the
pieces.
Just sugar cookies with the hard frosting on the outside in the shape of a witch or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you get the pumpkin one that's just got the hard frosting on it. So those are coated sugar cookies.
Yep.
So you're just a regular sugar cookie.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
He's like, I'll cross that off my list. just so people know, his last name is Cross. That's why we're making all the Cross jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So now you guys know his last name. You can stop
everybody
him.
Knows everyone's last name on here.
Yeah, it's true.
So
mine's Badger.
Yeah, but now I'm going to have a bunch of like people find me on Facebook and be like, ah, you're a faggot.
Probably not.
Okay.
I actually set mine up to have people, not friends, but it's subscriptions to mine as well.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to do anything, because it won't, but...
I like how pessimistic she is. But not that it'll do anything.
I feel like Marvin. No, not Marvin.
Marvin the Paranoid Android.
Yeah. It was Marvin.
Hitchhiker's guy.
Yeah.
But now...
not that anyone
so
cares.
Do we have anything else in the emails?
No, that's all we had so far.
Okay.
Do we have news?
I do.
Awesome. So do I. You go first.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you have news?
I got one. I'll throw it out.
I got some quick stuff.
You don't have news.
Is there something the news is supposed to be about?
Anything, really. Video game, movies,
I'll throw mine out because I just got one, and that's the Necromancer DLC was released for Borderlands 2 the other day.
It's released a week early.
Yeah, which none of us had a chance to fucking jump on.
I wasn't expecting it. Like, I actually have my games planned out, like what I'm doing each day.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a lot of time.
Nice.
Excuse me. It just kind of came out.
That's what I'm going to do each day.
I like your...
It reminds me of the South Park episode where they start calling the biker guys fags because they just keep revving their engines really loud. And the biker's guy like, they called us fags! And then they can't understand why, and the kids... At school, the teachers and everything think that they're saying, you shouldn't say fag, blah, blah, blah. It's not funny. Like, no, we're not calling it fags. We think they're gay. Well, we think they're gay. We don't think they're like that gay. We just think they're fags because they're driving around blaring their motorcycles. So they pushed to change the dictionary definition of fag to annoying guy who likes to drive around blaring his motorcycle. And it's funny. It's really fucking hilarious. Oh, man.
So you go first.
Okay. Well, I had that. We did have... Basically, Gears of War was a thing for a movie title. I guess it's being revived. That's really only according to a Hollywood site called Variety. So I guess Epic Games is eager to meet with producers in the weeks ahead to discuss further work on adapting a movie.
Yeah, The Rock will be in it.
Probably.
One way or another.
Well, it's been in development since 2007.
Yeah.
So, but it's being done by, so far, by Lynn Wiseman, which I guess had dropped out. So, I guess I'm reading this too late in the game. He was the guy that did Leave Free Die Hard.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, Wiseman Productions has been around for a while. They do quite a few movies. Yeah.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about is Wasteland 2 has been added and announced as one of the rewards for the new... blanking out. What the hell is the name of that game? Project Eternity. So there was a basically kind of like a Baldur's Gate style game that's coming out that's being funded for Obsidian guys. And if you do the $165 pledge for it, you'll get a copy of Wasteland 2 along with it.
Nice.
So they're doing two games basically for the price of one backing project, but which is pretty cool. So for those of you that don't know, though, that's something they decided to do because they couldn't get a producer for it. And they said, hey, we want to make a fantasy game that has a lot more adult themes. And so once they do those adult themes, they couldn't get the backing they wanted from it, especially with it being a kind of isometric, kind of Baldur's Gate-style game. So they decided to go ahead and throw it on Kickstarter. It's already made $2.5 million on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much already funded. So it's going to happen.
Nice.
So one of mine is, I don't know if you guys are really interested in it or not. I mean, you two and Rex, I guess. The 8th Annual Podcast Awards nomination is now open.
I don't compete.
Well,
we're not doing this for competition. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
Well, no,
super,
I mean,
hipster.
It's, you know, it's just...
We've been doing this for a long time.
Even though I won this award, I want people to know that it's not about competition. It's really shitty you guys make it stupid. Sorry. I knew the Fiona Apple speech. I'm sorry. So.
No, I mean, it's, you know, it's for a whole bunch of different podcasts. You've got different varieties that you can choose from. There are video podcasts. There are news podcasts and stuff like that. There are video game podcasts, which obviously we would want you to vote for us, of course. But that's open. I don't know the actual website name right now, but we can definitely, I'll send
it to you.
You posted it
on the Facebook.
I did post it on the Facebook. I posted it on mine and on our actual page as well. So.
Leave it on the info.
I'll put it on the info on the actual site.
I think you just have to go there and type in our information, just tiltcast.com as being the podcast.
Yeah, well, you have to name, like, you have to put down the name, which would obviously just be Tiltcast, and then you have to put down our URL underneath that.
Which is the same thing, but with the .com at the end.
Earl.
For those who have trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. So. But I think you want to do it in the top, like the top left-hand corner. Because there's two really long lists that you can choose from, but what you're supposed to do is use the first two. The first one on the left side and the first one on the right side.
Does it explain
and
that
then
to you
can do...
Either?
Yeah, it does, but a lot of people don't read it, like myself.
Fair enough. If you want to vote for us, we'd love a nomination.
Yeah,
we'd
be
honored.
So there's one bit of my news.
I really don't have anything else.
All right, well...
It's been a light week.
Been a light week, some heavy-hitting games, not a lot of news. So we decided to entertain the shit out of you.
So, well, I have a couple things of news, actually. Robert Mark Kamen has said there might be a Taken 3, but it'll go in a different direction.
Well, they're already doing a Taken 2.
Yeah, but they're already, like, they're actually going to start making Taken 3, but it shouldn't have Liam Neeson in it, and it's going to go in a different direction. So it's basically not going to be Taken, but it's going to be called
Taken
3.
Well, it's going to be another story in the Taken universe. It's kind of like XXX2 had nothing to do with anything in XXX1.
Yeah.
So
they're coming out with a XXX3.
Yeah, I know, which Vin Diesel's supposed to come back for that one.
So. Yeah. So there's that.
No, they've been working on XXX3 for quite a while.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Microsoft points... Or actually should, I'm pretty sure, probably, they'll be getting rid of those with their new dashboard update, which is supposed to happen sometime this month.
So it'll just be flat out monetary buddies?
Yeah, it's just going to be
money. Honor your Microsoft points that you still have, though.
That way you're not, like, you won't be buying extra points that you don't need. You're just throwing in your cash and that's it.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually glad for that.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that too. There's something that I'm really, really sad about. Even though I never read the book. I'm sure it's fucking terrible. They're gonna come out with a Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey movie. They're already working on the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that without it being X-rated?
It's gonna have to be. It's gonna have to be fucking porn. I'm sure. I haven't read it, but hearing everything that I've heard about it, it's
if it's Gilbert Gottfried doing the narration, I might actually see it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you guys talked about this last week or not, but, well, I don't know, the War Z thing, like the pre-ordering, did you guys talk about that?
Actually,
I got a beta code the other day.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the beta code, the closed beta, the way that they're, well, sorry, the open beta, the way that they were doing it was... charging freaking people like $30, $50, and $60 to just beta test.
Well, see, the two that I got, there's one called, like, if you can pre-order one of two packages. One is called Survivor.
Yeah.
It's $19.50,
mm-hmm.
and that's until some date, I don't remember. And then it turns into $30. That'll get you access on the 31st.
Yeah.
But if you get the Pioneer, it's $29.99 until that specific date. I can't remember. I don't know. Fuck it. Whatever. and then it's going to be $49.99, and then you get the beta access on the 15th, and then you also get $15 off in-game currency, special forum badge, and 1 month of the Stronghold map.
Yeah. Well, it's still in like an alpha stage right now. I can play around with the beta code and see what I think.
Yeah, see, what I received was, take a look here. This is the official beta one that I received from them, probably about October 4th is when it came in. And what they gave us was three different packages to choose from, which basically read out as, let me take a look here. And this is for the actual official beta thing. Check out our new packs. The closed beta begins on October 31st officially. But here's the early purchases that you could actually do. There was a Survivor Pack, which is game access for the 31st. You get a special forum badge. You let's take a look here. It's $19.49. Then there was another package, which was the Pioneer. And that one, it gives you access on the 15th. Gives you a special badge. You get $15 worth of game currency. You get Stronghold map server hosting for 1 month. You get three guest keys, and that's $30. And then the last one was the Legend, which gives you access on the 15th as well. You get your name highlighted on the leaderboards and chat. You get $30 of in-game currency. You get the Stronghold map server hosting for 6 months, three guest keys, and that's $50. Now, these are discounted prices. The originals were $30, $50, and $70. So, these were the packages that they were pretty much offering for early access. The ones they sent you were just the two basic ones.
Yeah.
Which was the Survivor and Pioneer. I don't know if Legend they just stopped doing or not, because you didn't mention them there, and they didn't mention it to you.
Yeah, that's all that I saw.
So, and that's where the million players registered right now for closed beta, when this was sent on the 4th, so I'm interested where they're at now. I'm probably, if I'm going to do this, I'm probably just going to buy the Survivor Pack, just to pop in there, take a look at it, because I can get it for cheap, you know? And, because it looks like it's going to be a fun game, I just don't want to spend any more than that on it until I know. So,
Will, do you want to jump on with me and maybe you'll try it out?
If I end up picking it up, yeah. If I pick it up, I'm not going to have access to it until the 31st, because I'm going to buy the Survivor Pack, which doesn't give you early access until 31st.
Yeah, I'll do it. So, I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
I also have, you were talking about a Kickstarter thing earlier. It's really bright. Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Stop that.
It's a flashlight.
He's flashing.
Yeah, he's flashing me. So on Kickstarter, there's this game that these people are trying to come up with. They're trying to come up with the money for it. It's called Urban Zombie. It's an iPhone game that allows you to kill zombies in any surrounding that you're in.
Yeah.
So you go to, like, you're going out to eat, you're waiting on someone to show up, whatever. You can pull up the app on your game, and then it's going to have your surroundings and stuff like that, and you're actually, like, shooting zombies that are around you, mm-hmm. making, like, the loading motions and stuff like that. Yeah, you can also collect zombies and set them around town to fight your friends. So if you, like, you see a location that your friend always goes to, like, if they, like, what they said, if your friend goes to a specific coffee shop, whatever, then you can set up zombies or challenges and stuff like that, and whenever they actually show up, it'll come up on their phones and let them know that they have a challenge.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
And then they can go through and do the challenge if they want to. So
Murphy's is screwed.
Yeah, Murphy's would totally be overrun by zombies. what I had seen it under was Urban Zombie, The Infection is Coming to Your Neighborhood. Their goal is $38,500, and they have $2,621 right now. They still have 21 days left. But that seems like a really awesome fucking game.
Yeah.
And I hope that if it actually does come out, they decide to do it more than just the iPhone, obviously, because I have an Android. Yep. And that would be fun to play. But that's something that I think...
It seems like an iPad game would be more suited because of the bigger screen.
Well, no, I mean, it whenever I was watching it, it came up perfectly on their phones. Because you move it around and you can actually see, because I guess it's using your camera and stuff like that, too.
Well, I'm just looking at, like, you know, because of this nice... Wii U is coming out with a big screen.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of looking at it. So you have the bigger screens, so you have more space, you can
You're just shooting them.
I know. But, you know,
so, I think it'd be fairly easy.
Big.
Just with the phone. Yeah,
I like
so
it
do
big
I.
And ready and.
So do I.
Throbbing. Crossed. Oh, God.
And crossed.
Yeah. I like my stacks to be crossed.
So, that's all I have. Do you guys have anything else?
Nope.
What are we going to do for Gauntlet? We haven't even discussed these things because liquor got in the way of our rationale.
Liquor is always in the way.
Yeah. Well, Rex is a bad influence. So.
Actually,
Casey
it was Casey
help.
This time.
I know, but you know, it's usually Rex. Casey didn't help.
I got an idea.
Okay, go.
I got both of these. So, one of the things that we forgot to discuss because we were busy burning our mouths, or I was, and so was Rex, and you guys were taping it, which may show up pretty soon on YouTube, was that we didn't figure out Gauntlet, or we didn't figure out our question. And so, my question would be, what do you guys want to play for Gauntlet?
Why not? What kind of poop would you be and why?
I don't want to put a poop joke.
Thanks to Casey for that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's too damn over.
It was the first, hour of this.
What kind of poop would you... I think you would be, a white dog shit.
I don't want that. I don't want that on our...
If I was a poop, I feel like I would be one of those ones where you think it's going to be a really big poop, and then it just ends up being, 1 inch.
It's a Holly poop.
Yeah, and it's just, 1 inch that comes out, and you're like, that much effort?
It was an inch. It was an angry inch, though, that came out.
This is just a discussion between friends.
Yeah, that was... My bad.
I liked it. I thought
Justin's
it was
a double flusher. The one that comes out. It doesn't coil around the bowl. It's just there. It goes down to the hole and it's about to go in. Then all of a sudden the water starts to fill back. God damn it, so you hit it again and then sucks it down that time. But you're pretty sure it got stuck just a few inches past your sight. It's still in there.
So our actual question is going to be, what do you want our gauntlet to be for not this Saturday, but next Saturday?
I think it's fair. We never really ask.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
You can also have, what would you use ghost pepper with?
Yeah, with poop.
Nothing.
So what would you use ghost pepper and poop for? Easy. It's like if your dog takes a shit, you know he's gonna try and eat it. Just spray some water that has ghost pepper in it,
oh,
right on the
God.
Poop. So that'll teach him not to eat his poop.
I should cover like all of my wiring with ghost pepper.
That would possibly kill your cat.
Emilio
would
touch. Would not. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably kill him. So,
don't say okay.
You come home.
You love Emilio. You know
your
you
cat
do.
Is like stone stiff.
I hate that cat.
Yeah, no, you don't. You have no reason to hate my cat.
Its eyes are clawed out from trying to scratch. Its tongue has exploded.
No reason.
Yeah. You put ghost pepper powder or something like that on his paws. The next time he goes to wipe his face.
Hey, you know what? You could probably use this to potty train kids too. Why don't we do that too?
Yeah. Or scar them
for
better
life.
Than hurting my cat.
How about
scar the animal for life?
How many different applications can you think of for the ghost pepper? There's our question. Bam.
Okay.
All right. That works.
Shampoo. Put it in somebody's no-tear shampoo.
Oh my God, that would be awful.
Because they're like, I can have my eyes.
Or just
that's not going to make me cry.
Their face
gonna,
lotion.
Oh my God.
Just
awesome.
Mix it with their face lotion.
Mix it with their eyeliner.
Find your friend that beats off all the time and put it in his lotion.
Contact solution.
Nasal spray. It goes right into the brain. They'd probably die of an aneurysm.
Oh,
God. Fucking hilarious. You'd be like, holy shit.
These are all terrible ideas. Don't ever do them.
I'm still sticking with put it in some dude's lotion bottle.
What about douche? Mix it with douche.
Oh.
That's like putting shaving cream. Maybe you're taking, okay, if you take shaving cream, like the good old fashioned Barbasol, and put it in a girl's panties, and rub it in, and let it dry out. Okay, and when they put those on, it will burn like a motherfucker.
No, what you do is poke a little hole in a condom, and then pour it in there.
I say mix it with the guy's
in the
you know
wrapper.
If it's been tampered with, because that's the first thing you check, is you're like,
yeah.
Did she mess with it?
No, if there's a little bitty hole in it, you have no idea. But that would come back.
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that would probably avoid
what goes on our
penis.
We get microvision when it comes to condoms. We can see.
No, because most of the time it's in the dark, and you guys do the whole one hand, teeth, just rip the condom off, rip the wrapper.
Teeth
off.
I do not.
I say,
you rip the condom
condoms.
Open. Oh yeah, you are one to talk about condoms.
When
I really don't use them.
That's it. When I use condoms. I don't always use condoms, but when I do...
Neither do
I. They're non-lubed condoms.
I forgot.
And what I do is when I grab a condom, when I grab a non-lube condom, I do this.
Yeah.
And if the head pops up and actually stays up, then I know damn well that it doesn't have a hole in it. So if it's a lube condom, then I just it's usually a spermicide.
So then if you try that with ghost pepper sprayed all over it, you would just get a mouthful of burn.
And besides, a hole in a condom isn't always going to work because all it takes is that one little hole for the whole thing to rip apart.
Well, no, I'm not talking about actually, like, I don't care about the hole in the condom. I would much rather that not happen. I'm just talking about the wrapper.
Yeah.
If you were able to just put a hole in the wrapper.
Yeah, no, that would work.
And then put it in there.
And I would fucking kill you.
Well, I'm not going
to
do
it. You know, really, all you have to do is just smear a little bit of the oil on the outside of the wrapper, and then when you open it up...
That's enough right there. Because he won't feel the oil on his fingers, but he'll feel, unless he has a cut on his hand, so...
No, but when you go to put that on that...
Yeah.
Oh,
that would...
Or if you're about ready to break up with a girl, you do kind of like an Alabama Hot Pocket and just put it on the outside of the condom.
It would still get to you, most likely. It depends on, because I think it's 2 microns is what it has to be small enough to slip.
No, or if you just, if you have some, right beside you, I'm just going to get some lube. Just put it all over your fingers.
Finger butthole. Right in the butthole.
Or just fucking two in the pink, one in the stink, that shit. And that would burn both orifices, and it would be terrible.
But the bundle of nerve endings in the asshole, get some of that shit on there, right up in the ass. She probably shit.
That's
scream,
a great idea.
Vomit, fall to the ground, and she every time she tries to get up, she just shit herself.
I think that's a great idea.
Casey's
that should
about
be
to
done.
Explode, man. It's funny shit. Yeah.
That would be fucking hilarious, and I would. No, I would want a camera to be set up because I want to see the reaction on her face.
I used to not date, but mess around with this girl who only gave blowjobs with a condom on.
The first time ever, I just
went with it. I was like, whatever. Third time, I was like, okay, why do you put a condom on me before you give me head? She's like, because I don't want you to come. And I'm like, I'm not going to come from head. That usually never happens.
I don't
want to
get pregnant.
But
doesn't happen in your life.
But if you have a girlfriend, gentlemen, out there, who makes you wear a condom when you get head, just smear a little bit of jalapeno extract or DeBalm on the tip of the condom and let her go down on you. And maybe she'll learn. Maybe she'll learn never to fucking put another condom on your dick.
That's going to be one of those days where she's like, no, just put it into me. And that's going to end terribly.
Yeah. That's going to end terribly. She'll probably get fucking cancer or something.
Probably. Anyway.
It'll probably abort the baby in her. So man.
So anyway, one of those are our questions.
Now this question includes ghost pepper extract. If you're just taking the oil, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghost pepper on anything.
So
what do you do?
Let's refine this question just a little bit, because you're saying what's a use for ghost pepper? Because somebody can just say, I make quesadillas with it. You're like, no. What is a sinister use of a ghost pepper?
What is a sinister use of a ghost pepper?
What is a sinister use of a ghost pepper that you can think of that would just be ultimate to pull on somebody?
And you can still come up with our gauntlet.
So we'll do a two-part question.
I'm writing this down, so if you guys want to keep talking, that would be awesome.
I don't have anything else to
talk about. What's upcoming games? We got Assassin's Creed coming out. Assassin's Creed 3, that is. At the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the prepared cast.
I literally got off work and came straight here. I had a sandwich and I was ready to go.
Yeah, I didn't eat any dinner.
So, next week we have Mark of the Ninja for PC. We have Of Orcs and Men.
That actually looks really good.
I'm kind of wanting to try that out. You also have Doom 3 BFG Edition.
Yes.
Which looks fucking badass.
With the Lost Mission Pack and the expansion. Resurrection of Evil?
Yes, you're right. Resurrection of Evil.
Yeah, I have both those. I'm staring at it over there right now. It's on the shelf.
We have Assassin's Creed coming out on 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. October 29th, Assassin's Creed 3. And then, I guess, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation for Vita and PSN Network.
Yeah.
Or PSN Vita Network. And aside from that, Lord of the Rings, Legos, whatever. Lego games really aren't that bad. Zone of the Enders for PS3, another one. And wait, a Family Guy. There's a Family Guy.
Zone of Ender?
Yeah, Zone of Enders.
What's that coming out on?
It's coming out on PS3.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the Zone of Enders HD Collection.
Oh, nice. Lucky bastards.
So, PS3.
That's a fun game. I always like Zone of Enders.
I think John from Carousel is really into it, too.
Yeah, he is.
So, I was never a real big Zone of Enders fan. I really haven't played them. So.
Actually, he's the one who got me into Zone of Enders. He'd always talk about it, so I started playing it.
So, but yeah, that's what we got coming out. There's a Family Guy game coming out.
Yeah, another one, yeah.
Wonder if it'll be any good.
Yeah, don't forget, next month we also have Hitman coming out.
Yeah, that's next month. So.
I know, but it's a good title, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Hitman, Halo 4.
Yeah.
We still got a rash of games. No, there's something else I'm missing, but it comes out next month, so... Plan it out one month by month. But anyways...
Silent Hill?
Yeah, the Silent Hill beta.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that.
Alright, never mind. Well...
Oh, plus the movie comes out here in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then...
And then...
Are we going to end this fucking show?
Yeah. That's it. We'll see you guys later.
Shoutouts.
Yeah.
Shit.
Don't forget, you can find us on tilcast.com. You can also hit us up at tilcast@rocketmail.com. Or, no, it's a teabag.
Teabag at tilcast.com.
Oh, yeah, that's what we have. Yeah, we have that one. Teabag@tilcast.com.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tilcast. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/tilcast. Search us at iTunes under Tilcast, as well as Stitcher for your Android devices.
And YouTube at The Real Tilcast.
Last but not least, we have Friends of the Cast at thecarouselpodcast.com. We have... We have elseworldspodcast.com. We also have For the Love of Gaming. We have bmfcast.com, as well as noquarters.net and tvgp.tv.
They do good things.
And let's get the fuck out of here.
Yep, see you later.